Blog Talk Radio.
I just want to ask a question. Who really cares? Save a world in despair. Who really cares?
Everyone, welcome to Dry Bones Connection on Saturday. This is Antoinette, and tonight I have with me Brother Ray, and he is going to be discussing how he was Dr. Martin Luther King's driver. And the question that I wish to pose to him, first let me let him in. Brother Ray?
Well, good evening, Sister Antoinette. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, and yourself?
I'm alive and well, and I thank God for that.
Yes, and I'm grateful for that as you're alive and well.
Amen.
Wouldn't want it any other way. And Brother
Amen.
Ray, you're saying you're known for so many things. being Dr. King's driver when he was in D.C., for being a friend to Marvin Gaye, and, oh boy. And you know what now is his name that left me, but the one who did the hustle, McCoy.
Yeah, that's Van McCoy.
Thank you, Van McCoy.
Yes,
and so,
yes.
You know, and then with having your own organization in Florida where you were, you know, working to reach the people. So you and your brothers are known for working to help the people.
Yes, well.
And now you're doing the drumming.
Trying to reach the people.
Yes.
Or should I say reaching the people, because it is reaching people all over the world. Because the oppressed people of the world are searching for ways to address what's happening to them. And those of us who understand our true history, not that those lies they've been teaching us, but the true history of human race, they're the ones that are going to save the world, if you will. And that's why I love that song. And it's up to us. Can you hold on just a second? Just one.
Yes. I'm sure you've heard me say it enough, and along with Brother Ray, how he has the drum beat, you know, which they do on Sunday at 3 o'clock Eastern time. All over the world, when it's 3 o'clock Eastern time on Sunday, then everyone is drumming. So right now, I just want you to hear this drum beat. This is a Japanese drum beat while we're waiting for Brother Ray.
American drum is similar to the African drum, but the drum is a communication vehicle for those who believe and trust in the Spirit of God, and that's one of the communication tools that mankind has used since the beginning of time. We need to get back to using that and to tag on to it as we do. We tag on to it the prayer for divine intervention to deal with these demons that we have to deal with, who are trying to kill and destroy the world, destroy the planet. So we need to have spiritual assistance to deal with this. And we pray at the end of the drum sessions every Sunday. And others are doing drums on Fridays and Saturdays. There are many drum sessions going on around the country and around the world. So we just ask people to add for prayer and pray for divine intervention, and we ask them to sing, lift every voice and sing. And if they can't sing it, recite it. And if they can't recite it, find a recording of Sister Kim Weston or somebody who's recorded it and sing it and play it for the people. The words are resonating all over the world, my friends in Cote d'Ivoire, West Africa, they're resonating there. Because of the things that they've gone through in the last 10 years are unbelievable. But that's the truth for the whole of Africa. And it's at the hands of the same people. So it's beginning to pull the people together and to address the issues that we are all facing at the hands of the same people.
Yes.
So I thank you for that. That was great. I appreciate that.
Oh, no, you're more than welcome. We thank you for the work that you're doing. Now, I have a question, and it's one that I hear a lot, not the question, but this statement, that the civil rights movement was the worst thing that happened to black people, that what Dr. King did and what, you know, that was the worst thing that happened to us. Integration was the worst thing that happened to us. And could you tell me your thoughts on that, and then how you think that Dr. King would feel hearing that today?
Well, I know he would be upset about that statement. Anybody who gave their life to help us through, I mean, not just Dr. King, but Bayard Rustin, not just Bayard Rustin, but Marcus Garvey and Malcolm X and many, many others, names we don't know, names, faces we've never seen, who gave their lives fighting against this atrocity called racism, hatred, and the spiritual wickedness in high places. So now that is just a misguided statement. People who are saying those things really haven't thought about what they're saying. In most cases, the sisters and the brothers who say these things wouldn't be where they are able to say them had it not been for those who sacrificed themselves to see to it that we were able to get this far in this wicked system. And they obviously don't know the true history of how our people were lynched, burned, murdered, the atrocities that came upon us and are still coming upon. And my question to those who would say that, what are you doing now? We're in as bad a shape, if not worse shape, here in 2021 than we were in 1955 when Rosa Parks stood up by sitting down on that bus. You know, so you can't criticize, in my opinion, people who've given their lives to make it a better way, a better life for the people that followed them. So I kind of dismiss those. I won't even give them the time. A day to argue with that, because we're still in a firefight for our lives. That's one of the things that, you know, like I said, Marvin Gaye and Van McCoy and I, we were raised together. They experienced the same things I experienced. We thought that music was going to bring us the kind of finances we need to fight this kind of thing. And of course, Marvin and Van supported the SDLC. They supported the civil rights movement in this country. But the most important thing, in my opinion, is that it was more than a civil rights struggle. It was a human rights struggle, and Dr. King made that clear. This is a human rights issue we're dealing with. We can get our civil rights. That's how we have to deal with the elected officials and the laws that they make here, the uncivilized laws that they had that would lock us up for sitting down on a bus, that kind of foolishness. So we won that battle. But we have not won this human rights battle because the enemy of mankind is killing us every single day. And they're using all kinds of methods. And I think that if Dr. King or if anyone who of that statue or who of that mentality would stand and say, wait a minute, enough is enough. It's time for us to deal with the issues that directly affect all of us. So some of us will go for what they're telling us. Some of us won't. I'm not one of those who will go for what anything that they say because I know they are liars. I know they came to kill, steal, and destroy everything in their path, and that's what they do. So we are not prepared to deal with that. That's why I've been always saying that we need to organize people and stand together and address these issues that's directly affecting every human being. And right now we're going through this planned pandemic that has been planned to kill all of us. And if we accept the plan and if we go along with the plan, they will be successful. But thank God that there are people who say, no, we're not going for it. They said, no, we're going to take a stand. And there are people of all colors, all races, all nations across the world. So it's happening, people. People are waking up daily. and things are happening for the good of the human race. And we really have to get away from the colorism of what's going on, because it's happening to everybody. And we need to understand that it's happening to everybody, and that we have got to address it in that manner. As you recall, Dr. King called the March on Washington. He called all of the organizations, all of the religions who would come, and they came. They came in 1963. They came to Washington, D.C. It had never been done before. And they didn't, the system didn't believe, John Kennedy and them did not believe that they could pull it off. But we pulled it off. It was an awesome demonstration of unity. And we have to kind of get back to that if we're going to make it through this. But some will, some won't, so what? You know, that's the way I look at it. And those who have ears to hear, let them hear. And it's time to do something, y'all.
Yeah. Oh, we seem to be lost, especially when it's our people that is, you know, saying that what Dr. King and the movement did was, you know, put us in a worse state. And, you know, I, like you, feel that if it wasn't for what y'all did during that time, we wouldn't be where we are today as far as just the benefits of it, because we do have benefits from, you know, the movement of that time during that day.
Well, I quite agree, but I also understand why some would say that integration was the worst thing that happened to us. It was not a good thing, in my opinion, because I did not, as I said this to Dr. King, I don't want to live around people who don't want me to live there. I don't want to live around them. I want my own community. And that's what we did in Tulsa, Oklahoma. That's what we did in many other cities across America. Black folk pulled away from them and started their own community. But then they were attacked, just like we're being attacked right now. They were attacked with guns and bombs, airplanes, and these are things that we did not have. We're not prepared to defend ourselves with. So my message to people today is be prepared. Time to organize. You have to organize your movement. You got to organize your community. And we are not an organized people. So we've got to change that. And we've got to change it by structuring our communities, spending our money in our own communities with each other. And those who are benefiting off of that exchange have to put something back into the community. We don't have one organization, to my knowledge, at this time, that is totally financed by the black people of our community. We watch others come into our communities, like the Hispanics have come in, and they stick with Hispanics. And they support each other. They put their money in their community. They will not spend their money with us. But we don't seem to catch on to that. And guess what? We used to, not any longer. We used to outnumber them, but we still wouldn't put ourselves, our monies together. So until we decide to put our monies together, have our own elections in our own community to select from among us who will speak for us and represent us, and then hold whoever that is accountable for what we say we want in our communities and what we need. Until we find that person, we need to be very vigilant on what's happening in our community and how to change it. The people who put you here ain't going to help you get out. They're not going to help you. They're not going to pay you, give you enough money to get out of this mess. But we can do this ourselves. And we are the richest people on the planet. God gave us everything. That's what that song First Man is about. And I know you're going to play it later, but that's the song that has the message in it. You know, God created us in his image. He gave us this planet. This is ours. But we're allowing these others to come in, and they did invade the planet. Okay, so, and, you know, once they invaded it with their guns and their wickedness, they were able to take it over. But time has come now. I think they must stop, and I think that unity is really the only way to stop them. And I'm hoping that some of the listeners will call in with your questions and your statements, your comments, because somehow we've got to organize ourselves, and we've been working on it, trying to get it together. We've got a very good group of young men and women who have been conversating with us about these things and how we're going to do it. We've asked for a plan of action, and how do we achieve this? And I'm working on a plan as well as others, and we're going to put all these heads together, and we're going to come up with a plan, and it's going to be very soon. And we're going to ask everybody to follow this plan, this agenda that we're putting together for our people. You know, and don't feel no way about it. If you got an idea, put it up. You know, we're not building kings here. We're not trying to make kings and queens. We're trying to build a community of people who will then make a king or a queen if that's what they want.
Brother Ray, is this how the movement started with Dr. King?
Well, Dr. King was just an extension of the movement. The movement was started long before then. Where we had these people when they came and they captured us, because we're still prisoners. We're prisoners of war, here by the Queen of England. And when they came and they saw what we had, how we lived, you know, the food that we had, they didn't have. They couldn't grow food in Europe. You know, it's too cold. They couldn't grow what we grow here and in Africa. They couldn't do that. And when they came and saw us living like we were, we didn't have shirts and clothing. We didn't need it because the weather was always nice, and you know, food was plentiful, and everything was beautiful till they got here. They came and saw us, and they started killing, stealing, and destroying. They wanted it for themselves, and now they've got it. It's called the United Snakes of America, and we need to know that is the truth. There's no other way to put it, you know. And now they're trying to camouflage themselves, but you can't now. The story is out. Christopher Columbus didn't discover a thing. Didn't discover one thing. He found people here, they didn't build this country alone. We built most of it, and along with others. It took a conglomeration of people to build this country. The Chinese were involved with it. Others were involved with building this country. And they ignore that truth. Who laid the railroad tracks? Who cut them holes in the mountains? Who built the White House and the city of Washington, D.C.? Who did that? It wasn't them, okay? And they didn't have the knowledge to do it either. They always used us, our mind, our brain power, and our strength, our muscle, to do what they needed to do. And they did it with their hands on a gun. With the barrel of a gun on us. So, you know, we just need to know the truth. And now, because of their wickedness, their evil and their wickedness, they want to rule the world. They want a one-world government with them in control. And I don't think the Creator wants that. I think he wants a world of peace and love. And people can love one another and do unto others as he'd have them do unto you. I think that's what the Creator wants. And I know that's what he's going to have. So.
Yes. Yes, I agree. Now, Brother Ray, now, I know that things happened with Dr. King and the movement there, but also things also happened with the Tuskegee Airmen, and all these are things that we're not getting in the history books. You know, we're not being taught unless you know someone that, you know, was personally involved with these different things. We hear rumors, but it's not things that are being taught. You know, just like I didn't realize, I knew that the Tuskegee Airmen had it bad, but I didn't know until last night that they killed, 30,000 or 40,000 black soldiers?
Well, they've always, and Dr. King said this, during the Vietnam War, we're being treated unjustly because they're putting the young black men on the front lines in these wars so that they can get wiped out. And during the Tuskegee experiment, when they injected the syphilis virus into the Tuskegee Airmen, some of the airmen then, it's been the truth. We know who these people are. It's nothing new. The thing is, it has not been taught. We need to teach our own people our story. And we've allowed what my friend Tariq calls the public fool system. We let the public fool system teach us, and they've been teaching us lies. So it's time for us to have our own chalets, our own schools, teach the truth about our history. and where who we are and where we come from and our methods. You know, but we've learned everything that this enemy has taught us. He taught us his religion. He taught us his way of life, kill, steal, and destroy. And some of our people go for that. But there are many of us who don't, and we're trying our best to reorganize our people and to teach the truth and to start on this journey of revitalization and to save not only America, because if we would save the world if we came together. You know, people around the world look to the black man in America to help, because we're the closest to this demon. This is where all of this came from, out of this land. You know, the atomic bombs, the hydrogen bombs, the chemical warfare that they're using right now, and all the wars that were started were for a very few people who control this country. It's called the one percenters. But those of us in here know who they are. And now they're spread across the world, and they can be dealt with, and they will be dealt with. Because like I said, this is a spiritual warfare. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. Okay, but the principalities, the rulers of the darkness of the world, evil and wickedness in high places, Mr. President. And when we wake up and see that, then I think we can be about the business of changing it.
Yeah.
And of course, yes.
No, go ahead, please. Don't forgive me for cutting the
phone. I was going to say unity is the key to changing all of these issues. It is the key. You must come together. Our ancestors had a powwow. They sit around a circle and smoke their peace pipe and organize. But they did not expect somebody to come with a Gatling gun and kill everybody. We weren't ready for that, you understand? So we didn't have that mentality. That's why we lost these first wars. But this war now, we're going to win, because this is a spiritual warfare, and we are going to win it. You know, we just got to do something. We can't sit back and act like we have no power, because we have all the power.
Yes, yes, we do. And we have a lot of things that we have to get right within ourselves. But, you know, first we need our history. We need to know our history. We need to tell our history. You know, we have to tell it to the youth so that, you know, they can see that we're not everything that the history books are saying. But then even with that, Brother Ray, what do you think about this cancel culture that they're trying to push now, where they want to take slavery and, you know, everything that was done to us basically out of the history books?
Well, if we organize ourselves and put our own history books together and teach our own truth, that's their lies. That you can read their history books, and those are lies. We know they're lies, okay? And we can go through that. I left my college class because they were teaching. I was studying history and political science. And I got up and walked out of the class and quit on the spot because I got sick of the lies they were teaching at the college level. And I never went back. Yeah. You know, it's just, to me, it was an insult. But most people wanted to get that degree, and they'd do anything they could to get it. But I wouldn't. I just said, no, enough of this.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, after that is when I dedicated myself to Dr. King's movement, the SCLC, and what he was teaching. And like I said, the only thing I didn't agree with was turning the cheek. I'm not turning no cheek, Doc. I'm sorry. They hit me. I'm fighting. And so I said that. I said that to him. You know, so when we were discussing that, I told him I was not going to Selma, because if I did, I'm going to fight. They're not going to run over no horse. I'm going to snatch them off the horse. I'm going to fight until I die. And that's just that's the attitude we have to take. Unfortunately, but, you know, you got to be prepared to defend yourself. And what we need today is what we need a David. You know, the David, the kind of David that took Goliath down. You know, that's the defense, and that's the defense system. You know, until we do that, then, you know, they're going to continue to do what they do. You know, we know who these cops are. We know when they come in our communities with their uniforms and their helmets and their black jackets and all that, they come to kill. And they do, you know, and we accept it and we run on hide somewhere. You know, and so we've got a lot to do. We've got a lot of organizing to do. And this thing that's going on now is very difficult for people to understand, because most people can't believe that a government would be this wicked to do the things they're doing. Here we have a so-called pandemic, and they are foreclosing on people's homes and kicking them out for non-payment of rent while they took their jobs and the first took their jobs from it, and you can't pay. And now they're going to throw you out because you can't pay, while they give millions of dollars to immigrants that they are bringing into this country to put in position. Okay, so when are we going to wake up and see what's really happening and do something about it? You know, you can't keep putting the blame and putting the onus on one or two people. We have to come together. You know, who have you heard say these kinds of things? You know, who has said these things? Who has decided that enough is enough? Who? Where? You know, we started an organization after SCLC. It was African American National United Foundation. Enough is enough. But we couldn't get the support to keep the organization going because our people are still asleep. They don't know that there are things that you can do, that you don't have to run and hide, that you are powerful. And God gave you everything you need, and you just have to know it and acknowledge it. So we're in a situation where we got to make a stand now. There's no other way. They've already told us there's no other way. They're coming. Well, come on. And the drums will turn them back. The prayers will turn them back. And lifting every voice will turn them back.
Yeah.
So, but we got to get busy with it. And everybody got to pick up a drum. Just, even if it's a can, a paint can, a box, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You don't have to
get
one of these. A bucket. Yeah, a paint bucket. You don't have to get a djembe or any of those expensive drums. You know, even though we have drums, we have over 100 drums that we want to give to some of the poor kids who can't afford a drum. But they don't pick up a can or a box. You know, we want to give them a drum. But we got to raise those funds to do all that. And we're doing it slowly. It's a slow process because people are not familiar with this approach to changing our condition and our position. But if you look at your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren and know that they're going to catch pure hell from these people if we don't do what we're supposed to do. So we can do all the talking we want and have all the knowledge that we got, but if we don't do something about it, it won't mean a thing.
Yeah. Now, I mean, all of the organizations and everything that we've had, even the political ones, such as the one that your brother put in place, the Black Caucus, and we see that the Black Caucus, nothing like what it was when he put it together. Do you know what happened to the Black Caucus?
Oh, yes. It's real simple. The same thing that happened to SCLC. The same thing that happens to every organization that stands for what for God, for the reality, they get infiltrated, taken over, and destroyed. SCLC was taken over. The Congressional Black Caucus, which was very strong when it was started, and my brother Walter Fauntroy was the chairman and founder of one of the founders of the Congressional Black Caucus, who had a plan. But then all of a sudden, you know, things started happening to the members. And they were either murdered or they had charges brought against them. We know the drill. We know how they do it. You know, charge them with something and put it all in the newspaper, and you believe that stuff. Whatever they write, you believe. And even if they make mistakes, you know. And I can go down the line because I knew some of these guys, and I know what was happening was not true. But we know that they do these things. You know, and in my opinion, there's no time to be discussing them or going over what happened. We know it happened. We know who's doing it, you know, and we know that we are not progressing in our communities. We know that whites are moving into the communities that were at one point 100% black but never got the opportunity or the chance to build its own infrastructure and its own economic base because we were consistently attacked by the system. Those who control the government. And I always say that it is the people who control the government who are the problem. Okay?
Yeah.
And I've always said this since the McDuffie riots in 1980. which was my very first experience with mob rule. And when the police started killing young black men, they killed Arthur McDuffie. And then the riots came, they started after that, and they would ride by in the black community and shoot black people standing up, talking, doing nothing, and get away with it. We reported it. We carried it to the state attorney's office, and we gave them the information that we had, but nothing ever was done. There's no follow-up on it. And we did not have the ability to investigate ourselves, but we saw it. We know we had people that witnessed it, but it meant nothing. And that's why, and then from that point on, I said we need to form our own. I hate to use the word government, but we do. We need to form our own committees that would address our issues in our communities. So there's so many things that has to be done, and only we can do them.
Yeah,
only we can do
that. Is so.
And only we can do them right, you know. So. It's a blessing that we are here. Those of us who have this frame of mind are here because it's the future counts on us. The children count on
yes,
us.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, they're trying to vaccinate babies. You know, how crazy can they be? And how crazy can we be to listen to this crap? You know, listen to this
know,
crap.
Brother.
We got to ask for the divine intervention. Lord, I ask them to take them off the planet. They run them out of here. They don't need to be here. I don't mind saying it. I've said a million times. You know, enough is enough for that. You know, and they make it a racial issue. It's not a racial issue. There are many people who give their lives. John Brown was one who gave his life to fight for people. People, period.
Yeah.
He certainly didn't like slavery. You know, and we act like, you know, it's all white people. It's not all white people. And it's not all black people because I always say, this is spiritual warfare. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. It's not black versus white, but it's wrong versus right. Every brother ain't a brother. Every white man ain't your enemy. And we need to understand that. So like Dr. King, we call for those people of conscience, whatever your color, whatever your religion, whatever your language, you know, the people who believe in peace and justice, independence and freedom, come together. There are more of us than there are of them. And it's only 1% who is trying to rule the world, who are the problem in the world.
Yeah, that's right. Now, I'm going to ask you a question that I know that Judge Joe Brown, he did the court case of the murder of Dr. King. But now, who do you, well, I don't want to say it that way. What do you think happened that day?
With the murder of Dr. King?
I want to answer that. Yes.
Well, we know who did it. J. Edgar Hoover said he was going to do it. And he got a call from them the night before, and that's why he said, I've been to the mountaintop. I've seen the promised land. I ain't scared of y'all. Nothing that y'all can do to me is what he was saying. Okay. Yeah, so we know where it came from. And who did it, who pulled the trigger, yeah, there are a lot of questions about that. But we know it's the same mentality. It's the same evil, wicked people who do these kinds of things. And they don't have any problem killing a white man either. They killed John Kennedy. They killed Bobby Kennedy. Anybody who thought that they, you know, was going to change the way they wanted things to go, they killed them. And then they made statues, monuments of them. You know, Dulles Airport, Washington, D.C. These guys were behind all of this stuff, but they're Dulles Airport now. So you go to Washington, the biggest airport is Dulles. So they do it all over and everywhere. You know, and when you sit back, like I said before, I was a young man. I sat back, I listened, and I learned. I just watched. I didn't know anything. I followed Dr. King. I followed my brother. I followed those elders who were in position, okay? And, you know, so my understanding was a little different from theirs because their understanding was a little different from the ones who led before them, you know, and that's the way it's going to be. Those who listen to us today are going to have another understanding and another solution to the problem. But I just pray that they're listening and they're learning so that they can use their mentality to come up with some answers for the future. Because the way these people are going on up, we won't be here. Their children won't be here if they keep having their way with their lives, you know. So
we've got a lot
to do, a lot of things that we must do in order to deal with this, and a lot of things that we have to learn. We've got teachers all over the place, but we ain't listening to them because they don't know what they're talking about. Fauci knows more than anybody in the world, you know, and he's the chief nut as far as I'm concerned. You know, so, you know, you got people who will bless you out if you say that these things, and I say it to them. You know, and if you just Google him, you'll see who he is. You know,
Google him, Google his wife. Look at what his wife does, too. Look at her job.
Yes. So, you know, we got people around who can help us. One of the brothers is Brother Tariq. I mean, he brings it on. He don't back off. And I love him for it. He don't back off. And it's because that's how serious it is. You know, people misunderstand him like they understand me. But it's the truth, like it or not. You know, he ain't lying to you. And the time will tell. The time will tell the truth. Believe it.
Dr. King said it clear.
He said, truth crushed the earth will rise again, baby, and it's rising.
Yes, it is. Now, y'all, if you have a question or a comment that you wish to address with Brother Ray, you know, you can press 1 and Brother Ray will take your questions. Brother Ray, now, I'm sure that you've heard that around Dr. King, they were saying that Jesse Jackson was a part of the reason why he was murdered. And what I had found was that when Dr. King was murdered, that Jesse Jackson was the first one to hurry up and get out of there and made it back to Chicago, where, you know, he hurried up and...
Well, you know, I don't go as far as saying, yes, that he had something to do with it. I won't say that. I will say that there were some questions. There definitely were some questions, and that would be up to the individual. And personally, I don't waste the time trying to deal with that. You know, we know it wasn't right. We know something... that he was sold out. We know that the preachers that were around him did everything they could to slow Dr. King down, and not all of them, but particularly, I can't remember his name right now, but he was the one that set it up there in Phoenix, I mean, in Memphis. And, you know, I, like I said, that's all. They're going to have to pay for everything they've done. Spiritually, they have to pay. They must pay for what they've done.
Yes.
Okay. And we all must reap what we sow. Every one of us have to reap what we sow. And the best thing for us to do is to repent and to turn away from our wicked ways. You know, so it's not easy to point the finger when we all are guilty of some transgression. But the point of is this, to listen to the Spirit of God, and it will tell us. It will tell us. Now, the vengeance is mine, says the Lord. I will repay. So all of those who were right there and who were involved in this thing are going to pay for what they have done. And, you know, that I rest my case when it gets to that. Now, I understand that because, you know, I was there when Dr. King asked Jesse to leave, which it was a problem to the organization. But there were so many others who were problems to the organization as well. And I always say Dr. King left us with the potential to have the strongest black organization in the world. There's nowhere in the world you can go without hearing the name of Dr. Martin Luther King or hearing We Shall Overcome, because the people are oppressed all over the world and they don't see a way out because of the power of those who are running our governments. Okay, and there are some good governments out there, but they've been vilified by this government, so you don't know who they are. But God knows. God knows who they are.
Yeah.
Okay, and we are his people, and he is going to fight for us. We got to ask him. And so we're just trying to give away, y'all. Ask the Creator to intervene. Ask the Creator to intervene. And we're asking you, please, lift every voice and sing. Now, we're going to have our... geez, I didn't do that today. I'm so so much stuff on my head. I know so many things I should be doing that I can't get to get them all done. We're having this
no,
tomorrow. Yes.
Yeah.
And we'll be dealing with some of this. But I'm just so grateful that there are people around like you, Antoinette, and others, and Kim, the great lady we met the other night, Brown, and others who have an understanding of who we are and what we've got to do and the power that we have. And we have to work together. They've been trying to separate us, from man from woman. They're trying to separate us in every which way they can. You know, they've done it. You know, but it's coming. We're coming together in spite of what they do and say.
Yes, we are. Now, Brother Ray, now you personally spoke with and talked with and knew Dr. King as a teenager. How was he outside of preaching? How was he? Was he easy
to
talk to?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, he was a young man. He was 39 when they murdered him. So he was a young man all those years. Yeah, all those years. He was a young man. 26 when they appointed him pastor, and I believe it was 26. I'm not positive of that, but he was a young man, and he had the Spirit of God on him, you know. But he was a man, you know. He wasn't, you know. And he did things that men do. He shot pool. He loved to shoot pool, and he was a good pool shooter. He was great.
Oh, really?
Oh yeah. They love him when you go in the pool room. He can open them up, too. So I enjoyed that part of it, just watching that. But I couldn't shoot no pool.
You couldn't shoot pool? I could shoot pool.
No, he could shoot some pool. He couldn't shoot like Dr. King, I'll tell you that.
I couldn't.
No, I couldn't shoot no pool, but he did.
I grew up. In our family room, we had a pool table and a ping pong table. So, you know,
I could deal with you on the ping pong table now, but the pool not. Yes.
Yeah.
But he was.
I can't picture him playing pool though. I can't picture him shooting pool.
I think there's a documentary out there somewhere where he went to a pool room, and I don't know if it was in Memphis or one of the southern states. He went to the pool room, and the guys just fell in love with him because they didn't know he could shoot no pool, and he went in there and warmed up. He had many of the traits that men have. You know, he wasn't no fool. He was a man all the way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's good to know. I think that's the only preacher I ever heard of that played pool.
Well, a lot of them did. I mean, a lot of them, you know, it's just normal activity. There's nothing wrong with that. But, you know, some of these so-called religions vilified stupid stuff, you know. Shoot pool. What kind of, give me a break, you know. Yeah, all this kind of foolishness. No, he wasn't that way. He did what men do.
Yeah. Now, how do you think that he would take this stuff with these vaccines?
Oh, he wouldn't be sitting down, you know. Again, there would be demonstrations. Yes, he would address the issue. Yes, he would stand up. But you see, then we had organizations that would do that. We don't have one now. We don't. You call an organization and see if they're doing it. Just give me a name of one, please, any of them. And who's taking
the money? I can't think of any that's doing it. I mean, because where's the NAACP? Why aren't they standing up? And they're not. I mean, they don't stand up for really anything now.
Well, what I'm saying is that nobody is standing. Dr. King would be standing. And the good thing is that you are standing. I am standing. And there are others, Tariq and others, who are standing. But we don't have the backup of our people. We don't have an organization that will back us. Dr. King didn't have to worry about how his family was going to eat. He didn't have to worry about where they're going to sleep. You know, the church took care of them, okay?
Yeah.
He died a poor man, but, you know, because he wasn't after the money. When he won that Nobel Peace Prize, he gave all the money to SCLC, pay the bills, Okay?
Oh, wow.
Stay the book.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, that's our fault. It's embarrassing for me to even say it, but it's the truth. Okay? We stopped after they killed Dr. King. We stopped financing the SCLC and other movements. I had to beg people to support the organization. Beg them. They still wouldn't do it. So we're coming around, though. We're waking up. People are beginning to wake up. And we are going to structure an organization that is going to represent all of us and will say the things and do the things that we collectively agree. And we are going to hold that organization accountable for everything that it does. We don't do that now. We got people that we elect to office in their system, do what they tell them to do, and they don't do the things that we need to have done in our communities. That's why we don't have anything. We don't own anything in our communities. We don't own any more stores, corner stores, all gone. No gas stations, all gone. We got food deserts in our community because we don't own any supermarkets. You know, these are things that we can do, but we won't do them. We've tried here to get those things done, but people just were not with it. There was no belief among the people that we could do the things that we've done. We built the country, but we can't build a community. Okay? We ran the store for the white man, but we can't run it for ourselves. I had one of the pastors here to say, you know, I went into the community with a plan to build a supermarket. I had black farmers in Georgia and in South Florida prepared to bring their product into the black community to sell, just like anybody else. And they refused, the people, the church refused to support the idea. They wouldn't even talk to us about it. And now all of the supermarkets, the gas stations, all of the economic engine in our community are owned by other people. And they don't want you in there. We've got a community down here named Coconut Grove, which was 100% black. Now it's all Hispanic or white, you know, because they ran the black folk out. And it's kind of our fault because we didn't organize ourselves and we didn't put our money together and to build our own community. We believed the lie.
Was he in any way an activist? Was he a part of any protests or anything else?
Well, yes, he wasn't an activist, you know, because his job was making music. That was his job.
Yeah.
When my brother got sick in Germany one year, Van bought my ticket to go, and the governor would not let me go. He bought the ticket. Finally, he contributed to SCLC. He contributed to the church that contributed to SCLC. So that was never a problem. But what has happened since Dr. King's death, some of these ministers have turned and sold out the community. They have plenty of money themselves, but they won't do anything to help the community in a sense. In other words, they could hold schools in some of these churches and teach the truth. They didn't have to sell out their churches and their people for money. But as soon as they came with enough money, they sold the church and left. So the people lost. We got on the biggest church. The church that Van McCoy went to is now owned by somebody else. It's not the black church anymore, you know. And that's because the pastor closed the deal, took the money, and left, you know. But they do that over and over again, and the people don't respond to it. They think it's okay. It's God's man.
Yeah.
I don't know what God they represent to do that to the people. But they're doing well themselves. But the day is coming. They're going to have to pay. They're going to pay for all that.
And let me ask, did Marvin Gaye, was he a part of any marches or anything like that?
No, I don't recall him being in the marches, but he did a concert for my brother when he first got started. He did a concert for Walter, and in that way supported. He knew he was what he was doing, and that way he supported, and he sent money to SCLC to support the cause and the church. He wasn't no joke. I'm telling you, he wasn't no joke. he did what was supposed to be done. A lot of them did. Sam Cooke was the same way. Otis Redding was the same way. They loved their people. They loved their people. And you can listen to their music and you can hear the love.
Yes, you can hear it in their music, yes.
You see, it wasn't none of this crap we're hearing today. You know?
No, it definitely was not.
Right, and we're allowing it because we're not protesting it. We're not telling the people don't buy this and putting up a serious protest. But here again, we go back to the fact that we do not have an organization that is responsible for looking out for us. We just don't have it any longer.
Yeah. But we have to change that. That's something that we have to change.
Yeah, it's coming.
And we definitely have to change that because it's not working the way how it is now. No, I mean, and just, you know, just looking at what's going on today, we know it's not working. Yeah, because to me, it should have been a whole lot more noise making over people being shot down in the street than it's being, you know, it's on camera and everything for the world to see. And the world does see it, and, you know, these officers are getting off with a slap on the wrist or a paid vacation.
Well, just remember one thing. It is happening, but the people who are doing this control the news media, so you're not going to see certain things on the media. They're not going to make the mistake they made in the 60s by putting Selma on TV, 6 o'clock news, so that the people could see the atrocity that's going on, because the people, the good people, stand. They will do something. So they stop putting that on. All they want to put on now is the negativity that's coming out of the black community that they create with their drugs, their alcohol, and with their denial. You know, they're giving immigrants the money that they should be giving us. But their finances, they're coming, giving them our jobs, giving them our homes, giving them finances, giving them finance money to open their businesses and support them so they get on their feet. They're doing all these things that they won't do for us. So all I'm saying is, okay, so what? We got to do it for ourselves, and we can. Nobody can tell you where to spend your money or how to spend it. But like I said, Christmas is coming. Hold your money. Hold your money. Don't buy from them. Buy from your own people. You know?
Yeah.
But this Christmas is going to be a little different because we don't have the money this time around. Okay, so it's going to be a little different. So we are going to have to turn to each other. And like I always say, it's time to turn to each other, not on each other. We got to work together.
Yeah.
And maybe this is what this is how God wants us to come around to knowing that. People are among us. But we don't know who they are, and we don't work with them. They don't work with us, so we don't know. You know, because we depend on their media to tell us what we need, what we think we need to know. So they mislead us, they lie to us, and we believe it.
Yeah.
I just saw an article with Max Robinson, who used to be, he was a newscaster. He was one of the, he was my vice president when I was president of the Young Democrats in Washington, D.C. back in the day. And, He made a statement. I was so proud of him. And when he got to be the big guy there at the radio, national radio, I can't remember which, ABC, I think, I can't remember. But he said he was just so, he was so disappointed because the stories that he had to report were lies, and they were always lying on the black community. You know, and he said that I wish I could get that clip. I really do. But he said that. As a national journalist, I suppose, a newscaster. So, you know, we know now who owns the news, who owns the TV, who owns all of the communication in this country. It's the same people. And you can trace it.
Yes.
You can trace it to the people who own it. And they're the ones who are responsible. Like I said, you have to hold people responsible. Okay? They have those. That's our money that built those stations. It's our money that made this country what it is. Our back, our blood, sweat, and tears that made this country. We fought for it. We bled and we died for it. Okay? And yet they're not going to allow us to benefit while they give our benefits to others who have done nothing for this country? Can we accept that? I don't think so.
Yeah, I mean, and like you said, it's organization. We need organization.
Well, it's coming, sister. It's coming. It's coming.
Well, that's good.
I just have to thank God. I just have to thank God for you and your acceptance of what you're doing and why you're doing it. It is the Spirit of God that's running through all of us. And I just rest on that's what's going to make it all successful. And that our children, your children, our grandchildren, and their children will be able to live a peaceful life. One day we've got to get these demons out of the way.
Yes, because that truly, truly will be a great thing. You know, to know that they'll have peace and they'll be able to grow and mature into a decent world.
You know, I would hope that
the whole world.
I hope Brother Tariq calls in so we can get his report. He's on it. And I hope he gets the opportunity to call in. And others, I hope that, you know, like I said, I need to get some help with this organization because there's so many people I'm supposed to send this thing out to. I sent out to as many as I could, but the more I'm thinking about it, the people that I really wanted to be on here tonight to hear this. And some that I've had some tremendous arguments about some of the things I've said that I've said tonight, and I will continue to say until we all wake up and begin to understand what's happening to us. I have to be very careful about what I say and how I say it because it affects a lot of people. I've been saying and doing the same things for so long, and I realized that everybody can't accept some of these things. They didn't accept a lot of things that Dr. King was saying. They certainly didn't accept what Malcolm X was saying, okay? And, you know, he was speaking truth. He wasn't lying to the people, you know, but because we were afraid of Martha, and Martha was going to come against us if we listened to Malcolm X, you know, but the more we have learned about that whole operation, I got nothing but praise and honor and love for Malcolm X. I did then, you know, it took courage for him to do what he did. You know, he came against
us.
The leader of his group, and come on, that took some courage, honey. That wasn't nothing to play with. So we got set with we was Christians and he was Muslim. Ignorance. We got to cut this foolishness out. But that's only because we don't know our history. We don't know the history of Christianity. We don't know the history of Muslims. We don't know these histories. Okay, we only know what this system has told us and taught us since our people were captured by them. And I said, and like Tariq has said over and over again, I keep bringing him up because he's so accurate. Like Tariq has said that we were here when they got here. They called us the sparrow-headed people, and that's true. And we are, you know, and this is our land. You know, and they try to separate us from the so-called Indian, when you look at these documentaries, particularly that 500 Nation documentary, you can see that these people were black people. Okay? So they separated it, called them Indians, called us one thing, called them another, And black
Brother Ray, forgive me, we have a caller with their hand up. So, caller, I'm going to bring you in 1 minute. Okay, this is for you and the caller, Brother Ray, and everyone else, too.
You snotty little bastard.
Your Honor, I'd like to ask for a recess.
I'd like an answer to the question, Judge.
The court will wait for an answer.
If Lieutenant Kendrick gave an order that Santiago wasn't to be touched, then why did he have to be transferred? Colonel, Lieutenant Kendrick ordered the code red, didn't he? Because that's what you told Lieutenant Kendrick to do.
Object!
And when it went bad, you cut these guys loose!
Your Honor,
you
had
Marcus inside a bony transport!
Your Honor,
you doctored the logbook!
Damn it, Captain!
You coerced the doctor!
Consider yourself in contempt!
Colonel Jessup, did you order the code red?
You don't have to answer that question.
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Okay, Erica 404, can you handle the truth?
All the time, man. That's right, the truth coming out. That was Mr. Dick Gregory said, the truth coming out now. Hey,
yes,
hey,
it is.
Brother Ray.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Brother Ray, well, back in the day, a lot of these stars, they financed Dr. King, man, you know, like Belafonte and Sammy Davis Jr. and Sidney Poitier and Ozzy Davis. So
yes.
Now,
yes.
fast forward now, okay, I heard a show yesterday on Judge Joe Brown's show, Andrew Wyatt, Bill Cosby's sister, Andrew Wyatt, and I see a wise man see what mistakes that he make, and a genius see the mistakes that others made. So, now, particularly, he said Dr. Cosby, his trouble started when he wanted to get by NBC and the Cleveland Brown football team, right?
Right.
So if Dr. Cosby was real smart, he should have went gangster, man. If I had the money he got and wanted to buy anything, what he should do is get a John Brown, you know, get somebody to enter him, make him sign his name in blood, have him go to whatever he want to buy, and Cosby just sit back, or whoever else got money, you sit back and be the ghost owner and call the shot. You see what I'm saying? See what I'm saying? That's real gangster, right?
That's why I call you General. So, General Wesley.
Okay, I appreciate it. Yes, sir. And I was trying to get to talk to Mr. Andrew Wyatt. So if you know, any stars or whatever that want to do something, that's how they got to do it. They got to get gangster, man. Look at how the president is. The president ain't calling nothing. The Rothschilds and the Queen of England telling Biden what to do. So that's what you know, if Cosby or Dr. Anderson or whoever, you know, you got that big bang, you get a ghost owner. You see what I'm saying? You get somebody like John Brown and make him sign his name in ink and blood. So you ain't gonna try to take nothing over now. Huh?
You get General Wesley, that's who you get. This is 2021. John Brown gone, but General Wesley's
yes,
around. That's all I'm
yes,
saying
sir.
To you, brother. I mean, we got to do what, you know, now's the time to do what we think needs to be done. You know, there were circumstances around all those. We know that Bill was trying to get the football team, and right now they're trying to. It's a wonder they didn't kill him because they was trying to get his land to run their pipeline through. I don't know if they got it. I don't know what the situation is with it now. But because we do not have a national organization that is funded by the people and directed by the people, that's me and you and others, with our finances and our say-so, we don't have that. We're still looking to the government and to the corporations of America to finance us to fight for our own cause, and that ain't going to happen. We're going to always be where we are. And Mr. Cosby could not do that by himself. So it would take a conglomeration of Cosbys and others. And we've got plenty of black folk who got millions of dollars, but they ain't putting none of it together. And they certainly ain't trying to build no cities or no organization that's going to address our issues. You know, we'll run and put our money in. If you recall the I'm One in a Million, you remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I had the conversation
yes,
with the brothers, and I said to the brothers, if you can get a million black folk together to raise money to put to the Democratic Party or the Republican Party, why in the hell can't you raise that money to put in a black party, with your own party? You got a million people, start your own party with your own money.
I agree. You're right.
You know, so that's where we are now, and if we were serious, we'd do that. But we do need little David. We need David and General Wesley to be in position, capable and willing and able to address issues when they show up. You know, that's bottom
yes,
line, brother.
Because see, what the problem is, what everybody want to be in charge is, you know, big eyes, little use. And I like to be like in behind the scenes, you know, I'm talking about calling the shot, I'm making decisions, man. Because the ones that are up front, you know, they going to get all the heat. And I know my record ain't all the way squeaky clean, but it's because of what I would do. I did some stuff down there in Florida, but I was
Yeah, but it don't matter. It don't matter. It don't matter.
That's
if you did it, you did it for, you know, trying to survive a wicked system.
I tell y'all what I did. The stuff they dropped in our community, I moved to the beach and gave it right back to them. You know what I'm talking about, huh? That's how I grew when I was in Florida.
I understand.
Okay, that force they tried to give to us, hey, I moved to the beach and gave it right back to them, Brother Ray. And it got to be smooth. I was smooth and kept a low profile, old man style, real slow. They see, you got to, they don't know how to do it, bro. I'm like, this is impossible. I'll be quiet, man. I love it. It's fun, man, because the blueprint already set, man. I know how to do it. But anyway, it's all good. It ain't about me. I love your stories, man. It's fun.
Well, I appreciate you, Wes. I really do, man. And like I said, all roads lead home. And once we put our heads together and come up with a plan, we will be able to defend ourselves, protect ourselves, and do what we got to do. You know, it's not good to think to leave a brother hanging out there like Bill Cosby, who could have and would have done a lot of more good. And I mean, Bill pissed me off a couple of times, and I wrote him and straightened him out, and from my opinion, you know. But because we had such a misunderstanding, because we can't determine what a man does with his own money.
Right.
We can have something to say about it if we are hurting in our communities, and at least of these, my brother, can't survive, and somebody's got the kind of money that could help. And if we could organize it in such a fashion that we would have what we need, we're giving it to the government that's oppressing all of us. And the people are waking up. That's one thing I thought about, and I wanted to hear some other opinions too. That's one thing I thought about what Trump was doing with his guys. You know, no, they didn't want us around. Okay, no problem. I don't care about that. They got to answer for that later. But they were rebelling for the same reasons that we were rebelling. Okay? And when I first came here to Florida, to Miami, I was on a TV show here, and they pitted me against the attorney for the Ku Klux Klan down here. And, of course, I wiped him out. I wiped him out. After the show, he shook my hand. And he put his arm around me and said, man, thank you, because I did not realize that. And what I said to him was, we're in the same boat, brother. Your people are suffering just like my people are. And they don't think any more of you than they think of me. So when you understand that and we come together, then we can get something done. So that's what I saw then, and I was hoping that it would, you know, turn into people coming together. But then again, we're dealing with some masters of deceit, man, and They create our reality sometimes.
Yes, sir. That's why it's imperative for us not to be arguing with each other. I mean, it's good to have healthy debate, but as far as what they're going to do or not, where certain brothers and sisters killing each other, bro. But they're running that same game plan, Operation Crimson Mist, where they spraying stuff and making us fight each other, man. I know what they're doing, called Operation Crimson Mist. Same thing they did in Rwanda. They do it in Haiti, where they pit one group against another group, give them both guns, and have them kill each other while they take the land. See, I peeped the game, right?
That's why the drums are so important, Wesley. These drums are really important. And it takes Brother Kwame, I hope he's listening, it takes Brother Kwame to explain to the people the significance of the drum, particularly those that use the drum in Haiti to run the French out. We need to use it again. They need to go. Bill Clinton and his wife need to get up out of Haiti, stealing all of their natural resources. So, you know, the drum is the answer. We don't have the weapons, but we got the drum.
Not to cut you off, but see people at the top that's got the money, they don't realize if you don't take care of the brothers and sisters at the bottom, what they going to do? They're going to rob their ass, man. Okay? So you got to make sure my brother and sister eating, so if not, they can't go come for them and rob them. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but they don't care about that because they figure they can shoot you when you show up. They got the Iron Gate around there. You know, they got the alligators out there. Damn,
hey, that's what happened to Queen Latifah. She had somebody stole her car. Okay, and what's his name? The other rapper, what's his name? God dog. Ludacris. Somebody stole his car. Okay? So hey bro, it's a beautiful time to be alive. I mute myself.
Well, anybody else has a question or comment, just press the number one and we'll let you in.
Yeah, I didn't know about Queen Latifah, but that's kind of letting them know that they are still in reach. So they've calmed down. But, you know, the organization that I'm talking about has to come from the bottom up. The change that we're looking for is to come among the people. But the people have to get to the point where they've had enough and they're ready to organize.
Well, doesn't all of the activism and everything, the organization, doesn't it start from the bottom? It never starts from the top if it's for the people, does it?
It always comes, the real change comes from the bottom. And what happens is the powers that be at the top always set up a fake and make you think there's some people doing something for the bottom. But they're not. They're doing it for themselves and to keep the powers that be in power. And they can keep you in power. As long as they can keep themselves in power, then they can do what they want to do. You know, and you just look at, well, you all are not here, but I'm telling about your cities because I know it's happening in many cities. But this gentrification can be stopped, but the people won't come together to stop it.
Okay? Yeah.
And Dr. King would be doing something. I mean, he would sit back and watch Washington, D.C. change from black to white. This is what has happened. And the method by which they did it and are doing it, it's an abomination to what they have done in Washington and what they're doing in other cities. And it's the same people doing the same thing.
Yes, it is.
It ain't about
property and everything.
They also robbed that preacher, that Wayans guy. What's the preacher name? That Wyndham? They robbed him at the gas station, too.
Well, that's survival tactics. People are just trying to survive, man. People are going off down here because, there's no jobs. They've given all the jobs down here to the Hispanics that they're bringing in and the Russians they're bringing in. You know, and the Germans they're bringing all these people in from all over the world, changing the complexion of the cities and of the county and of the state. And we got a Cuban senator, two Cuban senators, you know, and governors, and come on, you know, and we're the black men. We've been here 400 years. They just got here. How come they get to be governor? It's because it's not our plan. It's their plan. They plan these, and that's what they're doing. They're working their plan. They control the elections, one for you. One, two for me. You can never win. Man, do you agree to what my agenda is? And if you agree, then we might put you in, you know, kind of thing. So it's on us, brother. We can't keep blaming others. We got to put our act together and do it.
That's right. I agree.
I think one of the reasons why they're bringing all these people in from different countries, the birth certificate, I don't know if y'all know about you, but the birth certificate, how the birth certificate is on Wall Street, and it's a commodity. So with them bringing people in from different countries, that means that they're in control of the access of their body, the money in their account, accounts which we don't have access to, but that bond that's on them, you know, when they're born, with the footprint and everything else, everything that, you know, you come with when you're born, when you're first born. And I think that that's the reason why they're taking all these people in, because that way they have control over that bond, over their body. Brother Ray, do you know anything about that?
I don't know enough about it to speak on it, but I do know folk who do know it. And I was hoping that one of them would be on with me tonight. I asked them to come. because I wanted that to be explained. And also that they have a new approach, and that's what this virus is ushering in. But there's a lawsuit going on now, a international lawsuit, class action, against the World Health Organization, against the CDC, and those people who have created this monster. Just like they created the AIDS virus, they created this so-called virus. And they're lying to the American people because they control the news media and the TV, and they tell us what they want us to know, and they're lying to us, so they're scaring us to death, or scaring some people to the point of doing anything they tell them to do. And I'm one of those that they're not going to scare me into doing, to killing myself. So that's what we are up against. That's what we're up against.
And that takes us back to the Tuskegee experiment, you know, where they were shooting up the black men there with syphilis. And that's who I think they finally paid them all out in 1970 because it affected a couple generations. This one, what they did to them.
Yeah, I know that there are answers to those questions. But one of the things that I have not done over the years is that I've focused on what was going on right now. That was good to know. I know that we have people who were up on that, and I'd ask them to explain it and teach it. But then my thing was, where are we going to go from here? What are we going to do now to change this thing?
Yeah.
What are we going to do? How are we going to face our children? And since how are we going to face our future if we haven't done what we're supposed to do and they have to suffer at the hands of these wicked folk, you know, who are changing our DNA with a shot, making zombies out of us, making machines out of us, right? So this lawsuit that is out, and I just got it today. I'm going to look at it again tonight and tomorrow, and digest what it is and how to get involved with it and what we need to do. But I know that all roads lead home. I know that justice is going to win. I know that we're going to win, okay?
Yes.
But I just want to say to people, you know, it ain't what they're telling us. We can't believe anything they say. They're liars. They came to kill, steal, and destroy. The Bible told us about them, told us who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Told us what they're going to do and how they're going to do it. So it's there. It's all written. And they've been lying on us. They told us Jesus was a white man. That's a lie. They told us Samson was a white man. That's a lie. They told us Cleopatra was a white woman. That's a lie. I mean, lie after lie after lie. And we believe these lies, you know, because they've used the media, the movies, the TV, and the book to lie to us and mislead us. Not just us, everybody who believed that stuff.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
You know, it's on us. We got to teach it, and we got to be serious about it.
Yeah, yes, we do.
Hey, Brother Ray, I heard you say about they selling the turnpike to foreign countries or something. You said something like that. Remember you said that before?
What was that now?
You said that they're selling the state roads and the turnpike to China or something, you said?
Oh no.
Remember
I'm
you said that?
Our toll gates have been farmed out to other countries. I know about the state of Florida. The turnpike is owned by France. Okay, and your government did this. Your government has sold these money and these economic engines. I mean, do you see how much tolls that people in America pay, just going through tolls, toll charges, how many cars? Where is that money going? Follow the money, you're going to find the problem, you know? And we've got to be able to do that. And organizations should have a economic engine, a part of the organization that has that responsibility. Follow the money. Tell us where this money is going. How much of it is coming back to the people? You know, how much of our tax money gets back to the people? You know, so they can have billions and billions and billions of dollars to do war over the world, so they want to conquer the world with their guns and stuff. And God is saying, no, he ain't going to. They haven't won a war. I don't even know how long. Which one could tell you that? But we know that they're using our money to kill people. You know, so when are we going to wake up and deal with it? But people are afraid. They're afraid that they say they're going to come knock on your door and inject you with this virus, this so-called, this plan, the pandemic they have. They're going to inject you. They don't really know. There's some people that say, no, we're not. Now, that's the one thing that I give credit to the Trumpsters about. They're going to fight. Them guys are going to fight. They made it clear they're going to fight. They attacked the Capitol.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to fight. They're crazy as hell, but they're going to fight. And that's all right with me. I don't have a problem. Go ahead, brothers, fight. You know, but there has to be resistance. There has to be resistance to the evil that is upon us. You know, we just can't let it go and do nothing, say nothing. You know, and we have to do all manner of things. You got to do what you say you believe. I believe in prayer. I believe in unity. And I believe that we're going to win through prayer because of the righteousness of our people, those who are righteous. You know, some of them are part of the problem. They got to pay for that.
We're just in a mess. We are truly in a mess. And we're at war, and the war was put on us. We didn't go out and start the war. They put a war on us, and you know, a lot of people don't realize that we are in a war. We're in a war now for our survival.
Yes, yeah. And they start wars not for the benefit of democracy, which is a big lie, and they start wars for money, just to control the natural resources of these countries. And it's the same people doing the same thing, and anybody who stood up against them has been eliminated. So it puts fear in the hearts of everybody. How you kill the president of the United States? You know, how you kill two presidents? You know, and get away with it? Come on.
Yeah, how about it?
You can't tell me that the security of this country doesn't know what the deal is. Can't tell me.
Yeah,
that.
And it wasn't just no time. I mean, it's just. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Brother Ray.
Yeah, and I'm just saying these are the kind of things that we've been set up to task with, to deal with. It's falling on us.
Yes.
It's falling on us, and I'm real grateful for people like Wes, you know, who Wesley, who's got his, he's very familiar with what's going on, and he has his own ideas, and that's good because all these ideas are going to come together. All these ideas are going to come together at some point. You know, we got people who do research, who are great researchers and come up with stuff that we haven't thought about, but it's factual.
Yeah. Yep, that is so true.
It's factual
that is so,
stuff.
So true. Yeah. That is so true. I don't know. We're in a mess. I mean, we're truly in a mess, and we can get out of this mess, but it's just. We just got to come together to get out of it. We have to do it as a whole.
Yeah, but we all have a responsibility. Everybody can pray.
Yeah.
Everybody can do something, you know. And we just got to get rid of the fear. We got to get rid of fear. Yeah. Rid of the fear. You know, did they tell us they're going to come? And they showed the thing about in Australia where the police and the military are going door to door, and they're chasing people down on the street to give them the shot. So, you know, that's on the internet. It's up there, and you can see it. But the point is this. My point is this. Where some folks say, "Oh, that ain't you. That's staged." Maybe so, but the fact of the matter is, number one, if this thing were not so bad and not so dangerous, why would they make a law that you cannot challenge them, that you cannot sue them? Why would they pass a law like that? Why would they not teach you, tell you what's in the shot? What is it comprised of? They won't tell you that. Okay? Why?
No,
people are not asking the right questions. You know, they're just they're doing whatever they tell them. And they're giving you these reports how many people are dying, but they're not telling you the truth about that. Okay? The only measuring stick you got is what they give you. You know, so I just say people who told me they're going to kill me, I ain't going to take nothing from them. So, and I wish Jesse Ventura was around. He could really tell you that he moved out the country. He got up out of here. He's up in the hills somewhere in Mexico.
Who was that again? I'm sorry. Who was that again, Brother Ray?
The former governor of Minnesota, Jesse Ventura.
Oh, okay.
He left. I didn't know he left the state.
Oh, baby, he left a couple of years ago. He said, I'm out of here.
Oh.
Because the people ain't listening. You know, they ain't listening to him. This man was one of the most courageous. He's one of the most courageous men in America. And they prayed him down, you know. But he was courageous. He wasn't afraid of them. And he stood up. And he had a great government. And he was not racist. So.
Yeah, he was the wrestler, correct?
Yeah, he was a former wrestler.
Plus, he was a Navy
SEAL.
Okay, so he really knew a lot.
Yeah. The good thing about him, he wasn't afraid of him.
That's right.
He was as much as he got, yeah. They also
Brother Ray. You know, that's what I be trying to tell these young boys, man. If the police stop you, don't get out your car running, man. That's what give me. I be trying to tell them, man. Stand there toe to toe. Don't argue with them. Just be cool. Accept your ticket and keep moving, man. These young cats, as soon as they get stopped, man, they get out the car and go running, man.
That's because they've done something else that they know they shouldn't have done. So the question is, brothers, don't do that are going to make you run. I understand it's hard, but that's what unity does. If we came together and all of you guys who got your little car washes, if everybody in the community brought their car to you to wash, you'd be able to live, and you wouldn't have to have to worry about it. Okay?
I say, if you did something or whatever, man, don't run, bro. Don't incriminate yourself, bro. I seen one scene in Florida, I think, where the police was at apartments, and they went and knocked on somebody else's door to get somebody else. The people in the next apartment over, they jumped out the window and went running, man. They, what are you looking for?
Oh, shoot.
You got to be cool, man. You got to be cool, man.
Yeah, but that's because they had done something they know they weren't supposed to have done, or whatever it is. But I'm just saying that we have to provide a way for them to make a living.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we have
to do. I agree.
And I'm telling you. The corner store makes more money. That's why you see all these corner stores owned by people who just got here from India, from China, wherever they come from. They open a store, a corner store, and they're making millions of dollars. Now, I did a study back in the 80s. I think it was 1986 I did that. And the corner stores were making $1.6 million a year out of the black community, and we did not own one of them. And the people who owned them didn't even want you in the store unless you was buying something.
Yeah.
That's what that movie Do the Right Thing. That movie Do the Right Thing. So it explained all of that. You know, simple. Ain't no hard thing to do, y'all. We can open up corner stores. Every church could open a corner store in their community if they chose to. You know,
I just say this. I'll be quiet. I'm glad you said that movie Do the Right Thing, man. Because you see how that movie. When they choked that, them two police choked that Riddle Raheem, everybody just stood there and yelling instead of saving our brother. You see what I'm talking about? And that's Do the Right Thing right there, man. They were programming them then.
That's what an organization would do, would train the people, the young men, the young women, how to handle situations. We would train them. Our police departments across America are being trained by racists. They're being trained by the Israeli military here in this country. The contract from our government. Okay, they're being trained by Klansmen, and people don't know these things. But they're being trained and taught to kill these black folks. And they're getting away with it because we ain't saying nothing. And we don't know it, and we don't do nothing about it. Okay, so all we have to do is expose it. You know, all we got to do is let the rest of the people know there's some good people in this country. They're all colors, but they're good people, but they don't know because they're listening to the enemy. They're listening to the news, listening to the people who control everything. And it's easy to turn people against one another if you want to stay in control. As long as they fight each other, we can stay in control. So we got a big job to do. We got a big job to do. But it's not something that we can't do. We can do all things. We just got to start doing them and stop playing their game. You know, and they're not going to finance you to do something for yourself. Big gift, believe it. They're not going to give you money to help you free yourself. We ought to know that by now.
That's, hey, Brother Ray, that's why I can't see how these people line up to get a free shot. When you think they, when they give you something free, hell no, man. The shot free, man. That was near me, man.
They get scared. They give. They're doing all kind of things to keep us coming, and we still like dummies running, getting in line to get this shot. Come on, y'all, wake up. What's in the shot, y'all? Tell me that. You know, why do I have to take the shot? Nothing but a cold. You know, then they spraying us. And why y'all keep spraying us? I remember I confronted the Congress here about the congressman here about these chemtrails. I said, why? What is that? Why are they spraying this stuff? I've asked them over, and they can't give you no answer. And I don't know if you know this guy, Art Bell. He used to have a talk show on one of the white stations here.
Yeah.
Art Bell's daughter is, I think it was his son. They raped his son or something. They did to his son to shut him down. And I believe he lost his wife and to shut him down, and then he lost his life. So we're dealing with some real serious stuff here. And some people say, don't be so concerned about the world. You can't save the world. Well, no, maybe we can't save the world, but I believe that if we tried, we could stop some of these atrocities.
Yes, sir, especially the chemtrails, man. They sprayed all Monday in Atlanta, man, I mean Friday. But I talked to my former congressman, Ms. Cynthia McKinney. She know about them chemtrails too, man. So she was trying to stop them, man. And check this out, Brother Ray. She can't even get a job in the country. She had to go out of country to even get a job now, man.
I know. Hey. But that's our fault. Because we know who she is. We should support a organization that would finance her. We have to organize. We have to build an organization. We have to put millions of dollars in. When these Cubans came to Miami, they had the Cuban American National Foundation. They came with millions of dollars, and the government matched them with their millions. So they were able to do everything they needed to do. They were brought here and put in position. Well, hell, we've been here all this time, and we refuse to come together to put ourselves in position. Okay? And, I mean, I got the story on all of that. But it doesn't mean anything because the black folk don't want to hear nothing I got to say, and they certainly ain't going to do nothing about it. And I hate to say it that way, but that's what it is. That's exactly what it is.
Well, Brother Ray, welcome to the club, man. My own family, man. They think I'm crazy when I be telling all this stuff, but the stuff I've been telling them be coming true, though.
Yeah, they're going to find out sooner or later. It's going to come true. You know, it's going to come true. But I just ask people to do a couple of things. Even if they've taken the shot, they need to build their immune system. And I don't know everything that has been done, but I know that the vitamin C, that is an antioxidant. I know that the zinc, which antioxidant builds your immune system. I know that the D3 will build your immune system. I know that, and I know that you can get it from the sun. If you 15, 20 minutes, half hour in the sun, will do that.
That's right.
But the point is, we got to deal with so much stuff they're doing to us. They're poisoning our food, our water, our air.
Yeah.
You know. So all these things are happening to instill fear among the people. Well, those of us who know who we are, we take a stand on our own belief system and pray. We're going to be all right. We're going to make this. We're going to make it through this. Okay? Now, to change it, we got to come together. You know, like I say, my prayer is for divine intervention. Remove these people from this planet and let us live. That's my prayer.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got to send David, send him. Send David. And I hope he got his slingshot with him.
Yeah. Yeah, because we definitely need him. We definitely, definitely need him.
And well, you know, I just, I'm not being, Wesley encourages me. He really does. And he's always, when I first heard him, I said, now this brother here, he got the right idea.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to know what you're talking about. And you have to have facts, you know. You can't just go out there running your mouth. You got to have facts. And that's what we're doing. We're doing the best we can to pull it together so that we can educate the next person. Somebody got the answers. Somebody got the courage.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's going to do the right thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yes, sir. And see, Brother Ray, Mr. D. Gregory told me I got your magic glasses on, and the universe gave it to me, and I can't take them off, man. I can't take them off. So the stuff I see and I research, I just tell the people, man. And I couldn't help it, man, because we got, me and Mr. D. Gregory got the same birthday, October 12th, man. And so, he talked to me all the time, man. I don't want to sound crazy, but he be talking to me, telling me what to be saying and what to do, man. It's funny, man, to me.
Well, that's the Holy Spirit, bro. That's what wakes me up at 3 o'clock in the morning and gives me instructions, and I try to listen every time.
Yeah.
But I know it sounds crazy to people who don't understand that, you know, but, you know, what else can we do? Where else will we get our instructions from? Where?
But Brother Ray, you inspired me too, man. You inspired me, the stuff you went through, and you just like me, man. It's a song after that. I wish you could find it. It's a song called Try Jesus, Don't Try Me. I lay hands on you, come at me, you slap me. I'm just like you, Brother Ray. You inspired me, man.
Get a praise and honor to the creator of this universe to give us the sustainer of all life. Give him the praise and the honor and the glory, because that's where I get my energy from. I get the energy.
Yes.
I've been, this is, Wesley, this year has been, I've never been as sick any time in my life than I've had this year. And I'm pretty certain it's because of what we're doing to overcome these attacks. I'm positive of it. And I'm grateful for it. And I'm grateful for Antoinette and for you and others who come on and spell out the truth to the people. And, you know, because it makes me feel, hey, well, you ain't by yourself. There are other people who understand what's going on and are willing to share. And the thing is, we just hope that the people will open up their minds and their hearts and listen. And listen.
Yeah.
You know,
what?
And they run us down one by one and kill us off. They make sure that we can't survive, that you can't survive. They make your life a living hell. And that's what they try to do. That's what they did to Malcolm. You know, that's what they did to Dr. King. They threatened him all the time, you know, and then they pulled the trigger to stop him because he was bringing people together. You know, and that's how they do it, you know. But so what? If somebody's coming to
I'm going to bring in the next caller.
Okay.
Echo 313, are you ready to lift your voice?
Bless you, family. God be
glory.
I give thanks to the Lord anywhere you are.
Yes, ma'am.
I decided to come in when Brother Ray was, everything that you said, I said yes. I want to know, before that, I want to say, we're not mentioning the fact that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. The principalities.
Yes.
Power and rulers of the darkness of this age and spiritual wickedness in high places.
Yes.
We're not dealing with that. Because the people that we're talking about, they've been deceived. That's why they're doing what they're doing. There's a higher power, and that we're not reaching out. I've been writing down what come to me as I've heard what you're saying. And I'm wondering, are we praying on this? If we have not, because we ask not. And I'm saying that for myself too. Because what I'm going through right now, it makes absolutely no sense. It makes absolutely no sense. I'm sitting here with nothing. And I've paid my dues. But where is my support? I need financial support, and I have it. I have money owed me. I can't get anybody to help me to get my money. We've been talking about we've got to organize. When are we going to start? Where do we go to start? And how are we going to start? We've got to stop talking about what we're going to do and do it. I'm frustrated. I'm upset. I'm upset with me. I'm upset with us. But we can do better. We gotta stop talking about it and do it. The Tuskegee Airmen, the Dodas, they made it because they stuck together and they supported I spoke to him when I was speaking to Ms. Brown, who's the widow of one of the daughters. Back then, Larry Brown. He received the Confederate gold medal. Don't nobody even know anything about it. Who's responsibility? Are we waiting for the enemy to tell us? Do any of you all know about Larry Brown?
No, ma'am, I didn't know
him
until last night.
I'm asking, I didn't know anything about him. You know? I mean, that's our responsibility. We're talking, you know. I just want to read what I wrote down. That shot that we were talking about, and you say they won't tell you? I've seen some doctors that say, I can't remember that word, but I'll just say blank. The shot has a blank in it. That multiplies itself continuously. Okay? It also says, they also said, and I heard several of them say, it also says that Caucasians and Asians have three times what people of color have. And whatever that thing is that multiplies continuously, when you say it's going to change our DNA, that's how it's changing the DNA, because it's multiplying, giving us what they got. God didn't make us that way, you know? So, I'm having it right now. God bless you all. Go ahead. Please pray for me.
We love
you. Yes, we will, Ms. Kim, and thank you. Ms. Kim, you know what? That's the reason why they're really pushing hard for, you know, black people to get blood, you know, to make sure that the reason why they wanted black people to get the the vaccine first and seeing that, you know, black people weren't falling for it. Now, unfortunately, you know, we have people all
over.
Yes, ma'am.
They don't even know what they're doing. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. They don't know what they're doing. You are giving them too much credit. You are.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you for that. But let me just say that they do know what they're doing because they are wicked. They're the evil and the wicked ones in high places. That's who their God is. And their intent is to rid the planet of us so they can have it, but it ain't going to happen. And that's what we're saying. This is our planet. God gave it to us, and he wants us to live in peace. They don't want all this turmoil and fighting, killing and stealing, you know, because that's all we're dealing with. We're dealing with hoodlums who want to run and rule, okay? Brother Tyree, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, there's Brother Tyree answering that.
Hello, Brother
Tyree. What's up, my Lord?
Greetings. How is everyone? How are you doing after that?
I'm well, thank you. And yourself?
Oh, I'm doing fine and when dandy. I'm just coming from my garden where I have Yeah, I have all manner of food that I can use and share with people.
Oh, that's good.
And it's a nice respite to go to with all the hummingbirds and the butterflies and the bees and the rest. It's just wonderful to be out there.
No, that's good. Brother Tyree, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Brother Ray.
Well, I was just going to say that he's in Los Angeles area, though, so that's why he could do that.
Yeah.
I'm here out in the heat, the dome of heat that the harp is continually manipulating out here, causing these incredible firestorms. Because they prevent the moisture from coming in on the land, pushing everything down using this harp technology, which is seriously a danger to the people of the world.
Yeah.
People should definitely learn about harp. And it's not an instrument you play on.
Brother Tyreek, I was saying earlier, but I couldn't find the exact right words to put it, that in my opinion, the reason why they're bringing a lot of people here from other countries is to have the bond that is placed on people when they're born, especially all over where it's on Wall Street. And they do it through the Social Security. The bonds that's placed on you when you're first born through your birth certificate. So when they bring these people over from other countries, then they're able to go into their bonds and use the
their participation over here, either if they're seeking citizenship or if they are immigrants, their accounts are set up for them, in the Federal Reserve System, which is fiat, but they set it up for everyone so that. Otherwise, the system cannot function. It is dependent upon people signing their names without protection without protecting it, and so that they can go into your account each time you sign your name to something in the public. They can go into your account and take out 100 times the amount wherever you sign. Yeah, that's something that anybody can look up. You know, the Federal Reserve System and all that. You know, they even have comic books where they talk to you and show you what they're doing. So many people won't read, so this is they just feel like they can just continue doing it. You know, who's going to stop them?
Yeah, and this is what I was trying to say earlier. Yeah, about this, and this is including with the banking system. You know, when you borrow for your house, you know, even when you deposit your paychecks or anything, that you know they still borrow against it, and they can borrow against all of this, but you can't.
You can't. No.
You know, you can't go into your account, and you know even your death certificates and everything else is still, everything is on Wall Street. Even when you have someone that goes to jail. There's a bond that's placed on them, even for going to jail where they're making money. That is something
multiple bonds. Yeah. Multiple bonds go on people who go to jail. That's why the system of prison, the prison industrial complex, is one of the biggest financiers of the activities of the governance. So you know that's one of the things we should know, that it's a bid bond. Performance bond, a payment bond, a reassurance bond, and then another reassurance bond, and all that is added up together, put to the county. The county sends it to the state. The state sends it to the Fed. The Fed sends it to Wall Street. They hypothecate it to zip whatever number that is, and then they trade it on the international market, and then the fallout from that comes back, and that's how the issue people get checks. That's how the police get paid. That's how the fire department, all the different services, how they get paid. They get checks. If those checks weren't any good, they couldn't cash them and get Federal Reserve notes for them. You see? So this is the system that we're under, And it's a system that is over the heads of most people because most people have no idea what is really going on. You know, they're trained to believe that, oh, I have to pay taxes, and I have to do this, and I have to do that. And if I don't, then it's going to be a problem. It's going to be jail. It's going to be this, you know. I mean, this is the I think it's called, I call it deducation, because it kills mm-hmm. you in the mind. That's what it does. Because it gets you
yes.
to not have common sense and think. Okay. That's my issue with that. You know, that's why I come the way I come, because I want people to know, hey, if you don't know what happened and how it happened, and you can't see what's happening to you, because it comes out of that. That's what's going on today, and I keep pointing back to 1944, before the war was over. Eisenhower and his boy brought the Nazis into this country directly, put them in place, changed their names, gave them salaries, did all kinds of, you know, put them in NASA, CIA, EIA, military bases, Fort Benning, Georgia, the School of the Americas. You know, that's how they connected with the Nazis that went to South America. That's how they got into this country, you know, through Argentina, through Bolivia, through Chile, you know, the coup in Chile. That brought a lot of them here.
You know, like you said, they've been here since the 40s. But the thing that's going on right now is the pandemic that's happening, and the mm-hmm. fact that there is a lawsuit now.
Wait. It's not just a lawsuit. You have multiple class action lawsuits put up by thousands of doctors and attorneys.
Please forgive me, Brother Tyreek. I need to make this announcement really quick. Although, y'all, please forgive me. We have 2 minutes left in this live broadcast. We're going to go over for about a half an hour or so. The call-in number is area code 626-414-3504. Again, that number is area code 626-414-3504. And, Brother West, do you know the 515 number? Thank you.
You're right, Brother Ray. Brother Ray, you sharp, my Lord. My Lord, sharp.
Hey, that Brother Wesley.
Oh, boy, thank you.
Yes, Brother Wesley.
Yes, sir, my Lord.
My brother, you're some of one of my most important allies I hear out here is Brother Wesley, man. This brother, if you got to listen to what he's telling you, because he got the goods on him. He down there in Atlanta with the CDC and P and the EIS. You know, the one that killed that brother who was a whistleblower. You know, mm-hmm. come on now, folks. You got to know what the CDC and P is not a public health nothing. They're a vaccine company run by the military.
And
financed by Bill Gates and them.
And backed by the United
yes,
States
sir.
Of America Incorporated.
Yes, sir. I worked at the CDC, man. I see everybody walking around with Navy uniforms on, man. Military uniforms walking around the complex.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what's that all about? Yeah, ask them that question. Excuse me, sir. Well, guess what I found out? That all officers and all people working for the governance and the so-called government all have to take an oath to get a job, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that the case? Well, not only do they have to take an oath to get the job, and that's to uphold the Constitution. So these people coming at us from the public health, claiming their public health, and they're forcing us, trying to mandate vaccines on people. They're not looking at their own rules. You see, because they are doing the Nazi military thing, so they don't give a damn. So we have to give a damn, and we have to challenge them when they say, your papers, please. When they ask you for your papers, you're going to have your papers, and not only are you going to have your papers, you don't even have to talk to them ever. You always let the notary talk for you. You let the notary speak for you, because that way you have clean hands, arms length, and
And so, therefore, third party, therefore, you have a wall of protection for yourself, because all you're doing is asking them to prove up who they are. And once you do that and they do not respond, that's an answer, folks. That means they're not who they say they are. And now you can send them a bill, and that bill, that true bill, they are now liable for. See, that's liability. That's why they're, that's why these companies are doing what they're doing. They have no liability.
Right.
You know, anything goes wrong, you're done. Yeah.
Hey, bro, let me say this real quick. I'll be quiet, man. When I was at the CDC working, and then at the hospital, check who, I'm going to tell you who office I was working in, and I talked to him. You know Dr. David Satcher, used to be the Surgeon General, Satcher.
Yeah, I remember.
So just before I knew what the hell I knew, before I knew about this polio vaccine or whatever, I would have confronted his ass, but just before this polio vaccine kicked in on me, I was right in his office working, man. I was like, I'm talking to y'all, man, face to face. And if I didn't know what the hell I know now, man, I would have had some words with him, man.
Yeah, I hear you, brother. Because the polio vaccine turned us into monkeys, you know.
Yeah, but I want you to...
That's that monkey virus. The monkey...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Tariq, I want you to get back to the lawsuit, the class action lawsuit. We need to know about it.
Oh, yes. Okay. You have in Germany, you have 10,000 lawyers, I mean doctors, and 1,000 lawyers that have come together and filed a class action lawsuit for $35 billion. And then they're moving to Canada. They're doing it in Canada, and they come, and then next it's in the States. So there was a some congressman that, or no, some mucky muck doctor who was saying, who was pushing in Congress to lobbying Congress to make a law, anybody who speaks against Fauci, Anthony Fauci, that's a hate crime. Now, now, do you think it is? Do you think it has gone over the top yet?
Yes.
I mean, yeah. Here we are. Here's the man whose company, remember now, Anthony Fauci's company was Moderna. He was, that's part of his assets, so to speak. Yeah. This man makes $500,000 a year. He's over a budget of many billions of dollars, and he's part of the financing of the Wuhan laboratory, and they had this, and it's been in Congress where they caught, you know, they really nailed him, and then he really fought back, and you know, of course, he put Dr. Rand Paul down, but, you know, Rand Paul doesn't have anything to fear because he's correct. Gain-of-function research. You know, he wants to deny that that's gain-of-function research, Fauci, but he knows that it's not. He knows that it is, in fact, what they've done is create these multiple toxins. And as I found out here recently from a summit of doctors, the spike protein is the toxin. And once that is put in you and the DARPA gel spreads it throughout the body, it goes into all different organs. So eventually, as Dr. Tenpenny tells us, you take that, and eventually it's going to shut you down. In other words, the protein is going to increase, going to multiply, because now they have created contagion for real. And in the body, the body does not have the defense against this because it's artificial. And so the so-called immune system can surround it, but it can't do anything with it. So that's why people who've gotten shot, they got both the shots, now they're still sick, or they got sick again, you know, and then now they're talking about booster shots. And you know how many billion they made already? It's at least 100 billion already they made, these people. So, I mean, come on, people. If we can't get our people to understand this basic, simple fact,
that these people have created something that actually makes it contagion, that you can give it to somebody else now. That's what they've done with this. See, and that's what DARPA has done. DARPA is the defense agency for the production of these mass killing weapons. So what we're seeing the resistance pile up and enlarge and get to come together and show that, I mean, there are thousands and thousands of doctors, just the frontline doctors themselves, the ones that went and stood on the Capitol and said, hey, this is nonsense. We have hundreds of patients. We give them this, and they're cool. No problem. Yeah, see? So, and then when you find out there's no test, you see, they claim to have all these tests, right? Isn't what you think? They say but the CDC has now declared on its website, go look it up, the PCR test, the RT-PCR test that Dr. Carrie Mullis designed and got a Nobel Prize for, it has nothing to do with detection of anything. That test has now been discarded by the CDC because it is ineffective. It doesn't really do anything. And they've been getting all these people claiming they're sick because they tested positive, false positive though it was. They tested positive. Yes. Just like in the AIDS fraud. They did the same thing in the AIDS fraud. They got people testing positive against what? Non-specific antibodies? What's that?
Yeah.
Nothing. Yeah, so, you know, again, these are the tricks and the technology that is being used against ourselves, and we are, as you can see, the clergy and a lot of these, as Ray Brother Ray ran down earlier, these creatures have turned against the people and now are making big cash promoting, you know, the culling of our people. That's what it is.
Yes. But also, now keep in mind his wife, Fauci's wife. Now, she was involved with human experimentation. And she's a bio
chemist.
Oh, boy.
She's a biochemist.
Yes. Yeah, but so if she is a part of human experimentation, well, that's exactly what this COVID is. That's exactly what HIV was. You know, even this Tuskegee experiment, all of this was a part of human experimentation, and they're still experimenting.
Yep, that's what they're doing. Yep, you got it. And it should be very clear to all of we by now that anything that they come with, and especially anything they're offering to you for free, you better run from it, because what's free ain't good, and what's good ain't free.
Mm-hmm. You're right about it, my brother. You're right about it.
Mm.
Everything that we have said, everything that you just said, is a violation of the law, the violation of the law of this country.
Yep.
It's a violation of God's law.
Yep.
And the people who control the country and who are responsible for upholding the law are not doing so. And at some point, and they asked me a question earlier, what would Dr. King be doing today around this? We would be in the streets today. We would be filling the streets of Washington, D.C., demanding that those people who are supposed to be the law enforcement enforce the law. And if they didn't, that they should be held treasonous to the people. But it's the people that must come together to address these issues.
Yep.
You know, for me and you and a few others to go out there and jump up and down is not going to do it.
No, we never do anymore. We never run out and expose ourselves like that, because that's stupidity in this war. You have to do stealth method, where they confess that they, what they're doing, that's all you want. You don't care about, see, then you're off the hook. They did it. They had confessed. They showed you. There's the evidence. Who's going to spy? Who's going to say nothing? See, that's what we have to do as a people. We have to say, hey, excuse me, show me who you are. I have to know. Let me give me something, you know, because, you know, and these people never register as foreign agents with the Secretary of State. And all you do is you write a letter to the Secretary of State and you ask them, you ask the Secretary of State to provide you with the copies of the registration of the following officers. Hey, that's public information. That's a duty you, that's a thing you can do, you know, to find out what the hell they're doing. It's, you know, it's not rocket science, folks. It's very easy to do.
Well, you know, you and I go, you and I go over this all the time.
Yes.
And, it's critical at this point that we do something. And that's one of the things that we can do.
Right.
And what I would like to see done is a form letter put together that we could send to people to sign and put their name on it and deliver a petition to the Justice Department, to the Secretary of State, to the President, and to put them on notice that they are in violation of the laws of the country and the laws of God. And then maybe we can get people to wake up and come together and do something about it, because to talk about it is not going to change it until we can – yeah, until we confront these people, particularly those in reach. You know, they're people we can reach. We know where these people live, the Congress people who we vote for right here in our communities. We know where they live. We know where they go to work. And all I'm saying is we picket them. We take it to them. They're the ones who make the laws. They're the ones who are responsible. The sheriff is the one for arresting, is responsible to arrest these people who have violated the laws. When congressman in Baltimore, Maryland, I can't think of his name right now as well as I know him, I went to his funeral with my brother, and we sat there and watched these subpoenas being given to the authorities there. Mrs. Clinton and a bunch of other authorities who were there, and they were all served the Bushes. They were there. They were served the subpoenas. We saw this. What's his name? The congressman from Baltimore who was chair of the House Judicial Committee.
Elijah Cummings.
Thank you. We sat there and witnessed at his funeral those subpoenas being handed out. We saw that, but nothing happened after that. I don't know if that was just a show or what, but that's the kind of thing.
What subpoenas? What subpoena?
They were handed subpoenas by the federal government at the funeral.
Whoa.
Yeah, I remember that.
Members of the Black Caucus or what?
No, that was at the funeral of Elijah Cummings.
And who got who was given summons?
Well, it appeared to be agents, FBI or government agents, is what it appeared to be, and they would come in and then they would go and hand it right in front of the, you know, right in the.
Oh, what the hell?
Yeah, the only one who didn't get it was Carter. Carter didn't get one. But I think Obama got one.
He sure did.
Did Trump refuse his? But.
No, he wasn't. I don't think he was there. But I don't know. I don't remember everything. But I do remember them giving that. I remember Clinton.
Yeah, I remember when they handed them out.
The Bush, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but they gave them to the Bush too.
The Herbert Walker Bush funeral, right. I remember.
Yeah, because they gave it to the Bushes too. I remember when they gave it to Junior Bush. I'm sorry, Brother Red.
Yeah, I'm just saying nothing has happened since then, you know. And these are the kind of buttons we need to be pushing.
Yep.
At the same time, we deliver those letters that you're talking about.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yep. We have the notary to register and mail them these documents, which request that they prove up who they are, that they have registered with the Secretary of State every 6 months, as they are required to do, and they want to see
You want to see certified copies of such registration according to Title V. And it's all just very one-page thing, very simple. You know, and then you have the other letter that goes with them that tells them, well, okay, you know, you're not going to, you know, because we feel we're being tortured by this, by what's going on, you have a certain amount of time to do something, and you're going to be charged $10,000 a day until you do what you're supposed to do. So that should encourage them to get it done real quick, right?
Well, if we get this, if you would send me the copy of the letter that you just described,
mm-hmm.
I will make sure that we get this out to the people that listen to us and those that we know, and we'll just mm-hmm. we will do a word of mouth mail out to people, and ask them to do it, just to mail these letters in. It's done all
mm-hmm.
the time, but never.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the kind of action that needs to be taken.
And right.
This is the new movement. Okay.
Right, and see, you are protected from by doing this. This is what they gave us in the 40s as a replacement for the gold and silver they took from us from the 30s to finance the war. You got to understand what these people are doing, you know. And so, if you go back and look at how they transformed this society from 1948 to 1955 under Eisenhower and Tricky Dick, you'll see that where they laid the groundwork for what we have today. You know, it's all 1, 2, 3 A B C Do Re Mi, folks. You know, you got Siri, you got Alexa. You know, I mean, that's how easy it is to get started on finding out all this stuff. And then once you set it up and see it for yourself, you'll say, oh wow, because it'll make sense. But until you do this, you're not going to make any sense of what's going on, because where are you going to get it from? You don't have no basis. You have no basic information and knowledge to form an opinion other than what you hear in the news, and that's a lose situation.
Well, yeah, but we got to make it easier for people to do what everybody got to do something.
Right.
You know? And
mm-hmm.
If we don't do something now, I don't know what's going to become of us, because we are targets. No question. Nobody's going to get out of this. We all going to have to pay.
Oh no! This is. I mean, you guys got to understand. This is almost a repeat of Germany, 1938-39. You got to go look at what they show. What they'll show you all on YouTube and all over the internet. You can find all those news reels about Germany and what they were doing in Nuremberg, and how they had those huge rallies, and you had millions of people, just like in the 36 Olympics. Here's a good thing I think we should watch. Go to YouTube and put in Jesse Owens wins 100 meter, whatever they call it, 200 yards, and the 4x100, 1 and 100, in the 1936 Olympics. And Hitler snubbed him, wouldn't even talk to him, wouldn't have him, you know, wouldn't bring him, because, you know, he couldn't, see? So when you see this, you'll see, you know, the kind of situation we have today. When he rolled into the stadium to open the Olympic Games in 36, there were literally, and you'll see it for yourself, folks, if you go look it up, millions with their arms stretched out, Heil Hitler style. And believe me, that's why the Germans did what they did in World War II, because they were completely and utterly mesmerized and hypnotized into this, because they came out of nothing. The Versailles Treaty from World War I was literally choked Germany down to nothing. They couldn't even hardly feed themselves. And that's why Hitler became so popular.
Well, my point is, and my thing is that it's happening right now, right here.
Yep, it's happening now.
We've got to prepare ourselves and get ready to deal with it, and we're not. We're still looking back instead of looking around, and and we've got to, you know, put this together. So I'm going to look for that letter from you. And
yeah, you have all that in a minute. I have no problem with that. This little letter campaign through the notaries around the country to these creatures, that alone will shake up the whole thing. I guarantee you.
Well, yes.
Because now why? Because what we're doing with this process is we're forcing liability upon them, and we're letting them force the liability on themselves.
Well,
you see what I'm saying? By asking them the questions that they won't answer. That's what happens.
Well, like I've always said, and I'm standing on what I said. They don't care about no law. They don't care about what we feel. Mm-hmm. But if we organize ourselves properly and do what you're saying, and be prepared after after we've done that, you got to do the protocol thing, and I think that's part of the protocol. To do these things that we have to do, but we got to do them quickly. We got to do them quickly, and we got to be accurate about what we're doing, because we got to do something. Yeah. We're doing nothing. I mean, everybody's talking, but nobody's coming up with a plan.
That's a good plan, That's a good plan.
Yeah, we have a plan for community, but that's after we win this war we're dealing with.
And
if we don't do this thing, well, let me put it like this. When we've done this, those who are left will be able to good life.
Yes.
Get rid of these rats. Exterminate the world from these rats, and we'll be able to live a good life.
I think even on the television, they've been having the Matrix movie on here regularly this past couple of weeks. I've been checking it out with the brothers, all about Neo, and the Oracle is the woman who wrote it, which is Sophia Stewart.
Yeah.
So now, I hear she's trying to get Matrix 4 out or something like that, right?
Well, she's written it, but they're trying to block her. But I'm gonna get her on this. I'm gonna get her to come on this show again.
Oh, good.
We had her on here a couple of years ago now, and I'll get her back, because she knows a lot about what's going on and what we can do. And I agree with her that we have to be smarter.
Yeah.
To be smarter than those who are oppressing us. And
Hey, Brother Tariq.
Yes, sir.
Y'all off, but I just want to say this real quick. Do y'all know that all the United States Olympic team, they told them in order to get on the plane to leave this country to go to the Olympics, they had to take the jab, man. Every one of them took two shots, man.
Oh, man.
That's
they don't kill off all miles. Them athletes.
Hey, bro, the gymnasts, they was wobbling and stuff, and the United States basketball team lost the first game. All of them wobbling, man. They had to take that jab to go to lead the country, man, all of them.
And those who passed the laws have violated the law and need to be arrested and charged.
Yes, for attempted murder.
The people must stand. They have to stand and say something. They got to do something. They can't continue to say these things and act like it didn't happen. It happened.
Nope.
And it's happening.
Yep. It's happened. Yep.
So, man, get that letter to me quickly. And I just hope that we have to begin to finance things, man. We can't keep talking and not putting any money up to make sure that they happen. Okay.
Right.
And we got to do this. I mean, we're spitting in the wind if we don't back it up.
That's right.
Don't back it up. So we'll have peace. We have things in place. We're putting people in position now who are honest. We did this a couple of times, you all. You know we did this before. And the people we put in place sabotaged the action and what we were trying to do. And there were people that we didn't expect to do that. But, you never know till it's done. But until Wesley shows up, they're going to keep doing what they're doing. And when Wesley show up, him and little David, we won't be all right. They're going to back up.
There you go.
Yeah, I ain't joking. Yep. Y'all know what I'm talking about. So,
yep.
You know how they can smile in our face. They cut me and Tariq off of a show and attacked us because we were telling them the truth. And they couldn't take it. They could not take it. So.
Nope. Yeah.
that's commonplace. You know, this is the methodology of the Nazis, is to project upon you what they're doing to you, they're claiming you're doing to them.
Oh, they do that all the time. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the way they get the people locked up. Yeah. And so they always talking about what you're doing to them instead of what they're doing to you.
Yeah. Oh, Lord, excuse me. I just got a message. Oh, boy. Okay, wait a minute. I got to sneeze again. Forgive me.
No, that's okay, Donna. We'll cover you.
Oh, my. Emergency broadcast infrastructure bill contains martial law provisions and is set to pass.
Yep.
And they already have where I got to sneeze again. I'm sorry, y'all. Forgive me.
That's all right. That hurts you. Salud.
I'm trying to block it. I'm trying to stop it from going.
No, let
it go. 17 Republican senators are set to vote yes on this American Indian legislation. So when this $4 trillion infrastructure bill is going to be, they're saying it's going to include martial law.
Martial law provisions, yes.
That's going to be in this infrastructure bill.
Right. That's why you have to check on everything that goes through Congress. You always have to read it and get somebody to read it and check on it, because they're sneaking always stuff in there that, you know, I mean, remember, these people, they don't want us here. I mean, go back to the Dred Scott decision and read what Judge Cheney said, you know, and then you maybe stop calling yourself by color, but I doubt it. But anyway, Judge Cheney said, you know, y'all can't be no citizens here. You ain't got nothing. There's no basis for you to be no citizen here.
Yeah, but that doesn't make him right, because he said it.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, we have a caller. I have to let him in.
Yeah.
This is Erico 708.
Greetings, family. Better love together, my friend.
Brother Eddie.
Yes,
what's up, my
Lord? Everybody doing? What's happening? I've been listening, and listening, and Antoinette pushed that little button for me as far as this little law, a news break.
The court case.
It ain't no news. We already know it. Again, we live in the summer right now. I'm not ready for the fall. See, and they've been giving us all indications of that number, fall being 2. Well, mandate is 2. When we constantly see mandate, that's part of the fall. The mass is 2, part of the fall.
Right.
Martial law is 2, part of the fall.
Ooh.
Stay at home.
Wow.
It's 2, part of the fall. Shelter in place, 2, part of the fall.
Wow.
I can go on and on, but they're putting it right in your face. Because, again, as everybody said, free. Come on, we were born free, but we've been basically programmed where the freedom has been taken away. The freedom starts in the mind. It's just as free as the wind, as the song goes, born free as the winds blow. But when we accept somebody else's nonsense of free, that's when we call.
That's right.
Because
that's right.
Free comes to 21, which is 3. 21 is the devil, y'all. 39, 3 is the government. 21, 3 is that shot.
Yep.
Let's turn devil 21 around. The 12 is the lie. We're constantly talking about those who lie. They're part of that devil. They're part of that government. They're part of the sin. Sin is 12. The sin is no more than the lie that they've been feeding us.
Well, Brother, I'd like to bring another number in.
Okay.
Another word
go
for
ahead.
Fall is autumn, and autumn is number 4. And aren't we going in? No, we're not going into the year of the 4.
No.
But still,
no,
we've
been
paying attention.
You know, that's why they gave autumn another name, fall. because not only do the leaves fall from the tree, because tree is four, and the tree shows you what comes natural, what falls. See, so we got to, again, make a stand that that stand is no more than the voice. Voice is two. We have to lift that two, lift that voice. That voice that resonates with the universe. Universe is two. It's the universal voice that we're now basically pushing. See? So, no, we figured it out. This is why, again, the statement of that fire, those fires, that's because of those ions dealing with the ionosphere that HARP actually prevents or controls. That that's why they have a car out called an ion, baby. It's an ion. Ion comes to 14. That's that five. Ooh, I don't want to get started on five, but you know, hey, five is no more than we keep talking about going to five. Shit, it's five comes to court. Shit is the criminal. Yep. Criminal is five that controls the damn court. So what justice do we think we going to get by going to their damn court?
Amen. That's
They're not already stacked the damn deck.
Right.
Yes.
That's right.
So again, I got some more good news
when
for y'all,
talk
too.
About it all relies on us. We've been saying it for how long? It's up to us to fix us, and we won't do a damn thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah,
we will.
We can do it because that's all it relies on us doing the work.
Six is
14. Work is 14. Do the work, y'all.
Yeah.
Let's put some actions behind those words that are empty if there's no actions reflecting the words we talking about. Practice what you preach.
Thank you.
It's been reported. Yeah, it's been reported that PG&E started that fire out there, Archery. So they're on the investigation now.
They're on investigation.
Started that last.
Yeah, their own investigation said they did it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, Archery.
Is that the power company?
PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric. One of them smart meters or something blew up. One of these smart meters or one of these damn transformers blew up.
Well, Sophia pointed that out last year. She showed us, I don't know if you got it, but she showed it, the lightning strip to the shark. It came from the satellite that started those fires. She pointed that out.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to get her to come back on and to explain some of this.
Because
you're right. She's on top of it just like you are, and we just got to get more people on it. We just got to keep doing what we're doing and move forward. I agree with you, Eddie, that to go to their courts is really not going to help us much because they have, they're not doing the right thing. They don't care about us, but like Michael said, they don't care about us, but we have to care about us enough to do something about them.
Right.
And doing something about them is organizing ourselves so that we can move on one accord. You know, and I think we can at least get something happening where there's some unity among us to address these things.
Yep.
Well, we must go to the Council of 12, the Council of 12, and the 21 elders, man, of the Galactic Federation. Them the ones that are the them the ones. Them the ones.
Them talk. Tell them.
Yes, sir. The Galactic Federation, the Council of 12, and the 21 elders, man. Them the ones.
Mm-hmm. That's back to what I was just talking about, dealing with the 12 and the 21. That lie from that shot.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now people are baiting into that lie because they've been duped into thinking that three, that lie, that shot is their salvation. Salvation is three, 30.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not recognizing that they are the guinea pig or basically the sacrifice.
Yes.
They are.
Sacrifice is strength. And they even get sacrificed by believing in getting a stimulus. Stimulus is three. Check. Check is three. We ain't checked shit out yet because we being checkmated, not knowing that we can checkmate them by using exactly what we're talking about by saying these numbers and words and what they're doing right in front of our face, hidden in plain sight.
Yes,
we're catching the liar at their own game, and even our voices resonating through these waves, as they call them, airwaves. Well, waves is 21.
Ooh.
See, so we're carrying a frequency that other people are vibrating with, or they're not. It's not on us. We're just lifting that voice, that frequency, that sound, so they will start to activate so that they can get and be a part of the action, the movement that starts first in their mind, changing the damn thought of the program that we spend so much time on, this physical and material nonsense, chasing an answer, and the answer is always laid within each and every one of us to find that answer that we're all talking about, coming from different angles. That's all. We all have a particular way to get here, but we're here now. That's why we ain't got to wait to overcome. The overcoming is in us, the second coming.
That's right.
That second mindset that they are trying their damnness to keep us away from, to keep talking about this nonsense, to keep talking about big booty women, to talk about this, that, and the other that has nothing to do with, again, that fight that is not flesh and blood, that we get preoccupied with, which is physical. This principalities is spiritual. And we're talking all around that, but yet we have the arsenal, being the word that we all carry, that we keep missing because we get somewhat skewered or sidetracked into the physical. Because that's where we live, that's where we reside. But again, that unseeable, the so-called invisible, the spiritual, that we're all attached to, that truth is starting to vibrate, resonate more and more and more. So we're saying by number, for me, the right number, sometimes using a wrong word. But it's no problem because that's why we're here, to correct certain words, because these words of English are the occult. They're confusing if we don't see the game behind the numbers of the words we're using. This is why we stay in that proverbial state of Babel, Babel being 14, 5, English being 32, 5. Confusion, 32, 5.
Tell it.
Woo!
Religion, 32, 5. Part of the confusion, because we're wrapped into a physical story of never being presented any skeleton remains, any fossils of any individual that spoke of in the Bible, because the Bible is referencing, as what's happening in the heavens is happening right here on earth. It's happening in us. It's a book about the processes that's happening in us, and we still don't see it because we're chasing stories that's been embedded in our minds about this book, the Helios Belios. And by the way, Helios Belios comes to 50, which is that 5, y'all.
Yeah.
They changed it to the Holy Bible, but ain't no problem because that put it on the 1. That put it on the sound. That put it on the frequency. It's all being blocked and killed by what's called technology today. And this is how we can talk to anybody, especially our youth, by using what they're familiar with, using, throwing the number to let them see the spiritual behind everything they believe in. It's not a child out here does not believe in the internet. Well, you got them right there. The internet is metaphysics by another word. They didn't see that. They didn't see it's as above, so below. But being caught up in another metaphysics called the internet, that's why it's the net is at the end, is meant to catch you like a fish. But that computer is artificial. Our brain is real. And we're not using the capacity of our brain because, again, they say 5, 10, 15% we use. So what's that, 95, 90, 85% we don't use junk DNA? No, y'all, it's been activated.
Yeah.
This is why we could think with the capacity far beyond a computer, but because we've gotten so laid back and so comfortable with the usage of technology and devices and Siri's turn the TV on, Siri's turn the light on, Siri's do to make you more of a couch potato and lazy, and let me call Grubhub to get me something to eat. I ain't even got to leave my house no more. All of this is just being a program to people who are so used to it, they become the zombies, the walking zombies we constantly talk about. Because that 12 is no more. It's hidden in that word called 5G comes to 12. That's what they're using to basically affect us by everything we're talking about, starting with that shot being 21. 5G is 12. The 5G will affect those who have taken the shot. The number reveals it. They put it out there. I didn't call it 5G, 6G, 7G, 8G. This they shit. We seeing what they doing now. So as I iterated on the class, we're no more than the pill. And it's not the pill that they invent to kill you. We're the pill that peels the layers of bullshit back. We peel the skin off to see the meat, to see the real deal. See, and this is what we're all peeling away. All of the garbage, all of the lies, all of the distractions that these, I can't even call them people because they're definitely not part of my people. So,
I call them beings.
We can call them that too,
yes.
You know, but again, their actions and behavior alone shows that they are not a part of who we are a part of. That's just the way, as they say, nature planned it. So we got to get back with nature, see, because we not even lost what side of nature we're on. That's all we got to do for those who don't know and talk about they don't want to choose a woman or a man. Nature has already decided. Nah, we not came up by listening to these nuts and fools.
Mm-hmm.
And we can go on to the chemicals. Again, chemicals is no more than 32 to 5 that has been used in the plastic, in the air. We even talked about it, or you talked about it earlier, 5 called chemtrails. Chemtrails. 5, y'all.
Yeah.
They just keep using the 5 as a part of a means of death is 23. We call it depopulation. Depopulation 41, that's the 5. The court
is so we always know that plan.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, that's why we can't run to the court because that's 5. That's what they use to push their law, not universal law, but their law, which is under the disguise of the Holy Bible, using the Bible to swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and they lying all out the side of their neck.
Yep.
Out of every open orifice on their body, they just lying and pooting and smelling up lies everywhere. And I swore on it.
Yeah.
Days of our lives. Days of our lives, you guys.
Oh, yes. But anyway, let me slow back and sit back and listen to you all and take some more notes, because, again, that's what just got me revved up, and I just wanted to interject that, because we're all on the same thing, but we definitely have to prepare for the fall, for this two that's coming around that we're talking about being mandated. Things in other countries, so we have to understand now this is a global, worldwide pandemic.
Yeah.
So the same way we used to look at things having that domino effect, if something happened in one state with the schools, it was going to happen in every state with the schools. It wasn't going to happen in one state, and this state didn't, all because that would mess the children all up. This is why when it started, one state, every other state started to follow suit. So now we're talking worldwide, a global pandemic, and don't get it twisted, because pandemic is the five, y'all. That's part of the death. That's why they're pushing a global pandemic, five, death. So anyway, when we talk about other countries where policemen are coming in and breaking in and forcing the shot or taking people away to this, that, regardless of how it's presented, once we start talking about it, however we are talking about it, we're manifesting these things. And if we are seeing them because we're watching them, that image now plays a part in things coming. So we're only talking about things that are destined to get to America by way of other countries now, just like with other states. If one country makes it a mandate, and it starts it all over that country, other countries will follow suit. So don't think that whatever's happening there, because, again, not lifting that voice, even by something we see that's wrong in other places, because, again, we've always saw the atrocities that have been done to us, and we still ain't saying shit, a lot of us.
Yeah.
We know who is and who is not. But it's just like when we see it and we don't personally correct it and we know what's wrong, we still, by doing something, mention that plight of those individuals by linking that what's coming our way if we don't get our behinds up and make that stand, lift that voice, say something. Silence is consent. We are consenting to a lot of the nonsense.
Tell it, brother. Tell it.
This lie has perpetrated throughout the centuries, not just now. See, the Galactic Federation, that memories that we're now being connected back to is letting us know this has been in the winds. This has happened before. A lot of us are having dreams, talking about visions, different things that we are now connecting to on that spiritual level that we can't look at anymore as being a little bit of this or a little bit of nothing. No. These are indicators that are now pulling and drawing us back to those past lives, those past events, those past memories that we are attached to, and actually showing us a way by seeing the truth in what actually transpired, what actually happened. Because, again, calling on Jesus, no disrespect, we still in the same damn condition. Our parents, our grandparents, our great-great-grandparents, and so forth, calling on Jesus. Because, again, understanding that, yes, I believe in Jesus by number, that Jesus is no more than the information we've been truly struggling for, the real damn information, not these stories that these religions want me to just deal with by faith alone. Well, yes, my faith deals with my journey and seeing my gift my way. Nothing to do with it, anybody else, because everybody else got their own journey to find their own damn gift. I'm here to help if I can help. But again, I'm not going to stay there and do it for you, because we got to do our own work. And it starts right within each and every one of us so that we have that courage, because that's what's seeming to be lacking in a lot of us, that tenacity to don't just say it to ourselves, but if we don't say it to nobody other than family, direct family members, to get that frequency, that change that we're looking for. Because if we are the change we're looking for, we got to be the example of the damn change, family. We are
one
the
of
example.
The,
we can't wait for anybody else to do what we see needs to be done. If we see it, we recognize it, don't point at it. That pointing is letting us know that we recognize it, damn it, do it. Just do it.
Mm-hmm. One of the things
I hate to cut you off, but we have 8 minutes left, and I want y'all to remember Dry Bones tomorrow at 10 a.m. for the Helios Filios. Brother Ray, Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern time, no matter where you are in the world. You want to be drumming at 3 p.m. Eastern time. And Brother Ray, do you want to give us closing remarks?
Well, I just want to thank everybody who participated and the information that we received tonight. I'd like to ask Brother Eddie if he would do a class on the numbers so that we would begin to understand how we get these numbers, how do we reach these numbers, so that we can put a little more support towards understanding that. And the more people who understand it, I think the better it would be. And to Brother Tariq, his information, we appreciate him bringing the information that he brings. And if you get those letters ready, we'll follow that and continue to try to create the change, to make the change that we need to make. And this is the way we do it. I call it organization, and this is pretty well organized. At this time, this show. And I thank you, Sister Antoinette and Dry Bones, for allowing me to Vince, to add our voices to the solutions that we seek. So I just want to thank everybody for that and thank God for all of you.
Oh, thank you. Okay, we have a minute left, a minute that I can give. Sister Paris, I can only give you a minute. Forgive me. But you had your hand up, so I can give you a minute.
Okay, thank you, Sister Antoinette. You got my message about Joshua Brown. He wasn't feeling good. Did you get that?
Oh, no, but that's okay.
Okay,
anyway,
family, I got my drums, Brother Ray, here by my bed, and I'll be drumming tomorrow. I'm going to pitch me a tent on my back porch because there's a skeleton crew out here at the facility, and that's what I wanted to say. So I got 8 drums here, and I'm going to be drumming, and I appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate you,
well,
too.
Thank you
so much.
Okay. Yes, I'm going to close out with Brother Ray's song. For y'all that don't know, Brother Ray is a singer also. And his song, First Man, will be our closing.
Come on and wake up now. You're the father. and the pyramids, they've been here 12,000 years. You charted the heavens with your eyes, flew your spaceships through the sky, crossed the ice on an elephant.